Groovy. Ah, thank you. Might as well play the whole thing out there. How's everybody doing today? Good, I hope. Yes, very good. Yes, I am wearing the same outer shirt as yesterday. I did Bernie and Sid this morning. Very fun. Those guys are very fun to do a show with. They were lauding your appearance, or lauding. Well, they were saying it was great. Dave Landau.
They're good people.
They are. They were. They couldn't say enough about you. They were like, God damn, that Dave is funny guy. He comes right in and just boom, like, you know, need any of that stand-up comic prompting that some of you fuckers need.
Well, yeah, like every bad radio show in the country.
Right.
It was cool because they knew a couple of my bits, too. But yeah, it's always weird when somebody calls you before a phoner. And they're like, yeah, just give us three things, and they don't even listen while you're recording it.
Right.
So it's just dead air after your punchline.
It's pretty easy these days, if you're going to have a comic on, to know what they're all about. You watch a few minutes of their fucking shit, and you'll know, like, what type of guy, if they're controversial, got balls, or they just fucking want to, you know, keep their jobs or whatever.
Right.
You could tell. Like, it's so stupid to do things the old way. So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, what's nice is I'm on there because you introduced me to him. So when they know and I walk in, they're like, "Oh, he'll just say whatever."
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's like, "Oh, the fucking."
Probably more concerned of what I will say.
What you will say than what you won't say. Yeah. That is true. Like, I put some fucking Jell-O in my hair. It's all like fucking
Gillette.
Yes,
toxic masculinity.
I only went to Gillette. I only use Gillette goods. That thing is. Really awesome, the whole Gillette thing. It really backfired in their faces.
Oh, my God. Well, and I saw some women, like, putting out, like, it's a start. Like,
oh, I know. I saw a few of those, too. A woman said, my brother emailed me this link, and it was a link to the Gillette thing. And she's like, I'm so proud. Oh, proud of that faggot.
Yeah, I'm going to be proud when I walk right past all their products now.
Right. Real proud.
I think Norelco
shaved in a couple of days. I think that's because I'm boycotting.
Norelco should just have two hot women, tits out.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
Dude, how fucking brilliant. Like, Harry's would do something like that. Yeah. Harry's razors. They should put a commercial out immediately with just some girl with big fucking tits.
Well, even the female razors do that pussy shaving one where it's like the trees, you know, where like one's like a heart and one's a landing strip and all that. Like, they're even down.
Yeah,
Chick, right? Lady razor,
lady chick,
lady chick.
They also have the Gillette has the Venus that they've been pushing for years. And, well, first we got the Gillette commercial. Let's play that again, the stupid PSA thing where it's just them fucking. It's such pandering.
And Venus plays that, like, on your Venus stupid song while, it's basically like, don't go out looking like a man.
Dude, I have a commercial that will play after this.
Excellent.
For Venus from 2002.
Okay.
It's jerk off to a ball. It is. A Gillette commercial from 2002, we'll play it after you see their pandering bullshit, with hot girls in bikinis, you could jack off to this fucking Gillette commercial. So I don't hear shit from them motherfuckers. All right, here we go. Oh, look, he's
bullying.
Just...
The Me Too movement.
They're so upset with themselves. Look at them looking in the mirror.
Is this the
they just all
the
beat
get?
Their wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is it...
White kids wilding.
Ginger's loading a gun.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long.
What is that? It's a beer commercial.
Can't laugh it off.
This is the Married with Children kind of.
What I actually think she's trying to say.
He's making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
What this idiot is trying to say.
Why is your secretary even in the boardroom?
His penisless ass was trying to fucking convey to you.
And there will be no going
back.
Look,
now they're all guilty. They're all like, oh.
Because we?
Yeah.
Guy stoned a woman to death.
In men.
Men need to hold other men.
Someone touched his cock. Shut up.
Come on.
to say the right thing.
Come on, they're hot.
To act the right way.
Bro, hey,
not
brother.
Not cool.
Some already are. Shut up. In ways big.
Yo, men, we're everywhere.
And small.
I am strong.
Starts beating the
but
one kid with a spatula.
Is not enough.
Get off my son, you fuck.
It's not how we treat each other, okay? Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Are the faggy gingers of tomorrow. Is that
what are the other
Dave?
What are the other dads doing when they pull the kid off, actually?
Yeah.
I just noticed there's a background. Can we rewind just a
yeah,
second?
Yeah, let's see what the other guys at the barbecue are doing.
If they're even making the right face.
When that pussy, when that pussy grabs a boy.
Yeah, when the when one of his two dads that adopted him run over and stop the fight.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
the kid at the picnic table is laughing. The woman's not even involved.
Paying attention.
She's not paying attention.
Black guy's
talking still, about a recipe or something.
Black guy's still grilling.
Black guy's just like, fuck this, and not interfering with my chicken.
Oh, yeah, black guy's just like, where are you going?
Kind of laughing, you know.
We're just kids.
Yeah. And it's second nature. You just beat up redheads.
Yeah.
That's like what you got to do.
That's the deal.
Rule of the jungle.
And then they learn to be angry.
Yeah, what a diverse party, though. Gingers, black dude.
An Indian guy.
Indian guy, fucking kids.
There's a party. Where is this? A brochure for college?
Yeah, and it's so funny. People don't just stand there and go, boys will be boys. Like, everyone, the man there, whatever, would go, hey, knock it the fuck off.
Yeah.
Get off him. What the fuck's the matter with you? You retarded?
Right.
And then you go, oh, I guess I'm retarded. I shouldn't do that.
But go inside and get the goddamn hot dog buns for the fifth time.
Get the buns and tell your mother to get the fuck out here. I haven't punched anything in hours.
I've already finished a beer and I've been waiting on a new one for 20 minutes.
What's she doing? Sewing in there?
Yeah.
Some other bitch thing?
Tell her the cooler needs ice and so will her face if she doesn't chop chop.
Chop chop. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way things work.
It still is. It's a barbecue.
It's a barbecue. They're all just standing in line in front of 3-4 different grills, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're just, boys will be boys. No one does that. A guy would react to it the way a guy reacts to it.
Right.
Calling them idiots and telling them to knock the fuck off. And they make them do things.
That's
why. Wash the car.
I have to go into rooms when, like, my nephews and stuff are fighting and be like, hey, stop.
What's wrong with you?
That's it.
That's what they say. What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm a kid. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
I forgot.
Pass.
You're 3 and 5 and 8.
The commercial, they're all so guilt-ridden. Like, that's it, too. Right from the beginning, the black guy with the goatee thing looking in the mirror, and then they switch to the white two, and they're just like, they're so guilty about just being a guy. That's what they're trying to portray. That's what they're trying to get people to be. Guilt-ridden over just being a man.
They look like they all fucked a hooker the night before, and their wife and kid are asleep in the house, and they're just staring at themselves.
Just punching his dick.
What if I, like...
Motherfucker!
It's nothing to do with shaving, he's just checking for spots.
He's cutting off genital warts with a Gillette razor. The best a man can get.
Just praying to God, it's not like gremlins.
Right, yeah, they're not gonna grow back. Yeah, it's so
no one makes. They're just looking at being a man, like even the first, just a black guy staring in the mirror, like I hate myself for having a penis. Fuck you, Gillette.
That's what it is. Fuck Gillette, and it really did backfire on them. Now, first we'll look at that commercial, an older men style commercial where men were men. Gillette was promoting this toxic masculinity.
Yes.
So play that one, which is.
You're looking good. You've come so far.
Charlie Sheen, Wall Street look.
Yes.
This is like the late 80s, so it's all about being a dude.
Yep.
The most of who you
give her one for me. Football, lifted weights.
Yeah.
It's what we've
cars, molesting babies. Surfing. Bitch is running to the guy because she needs his money.
Yep. They're drunk as shit.
They're all men. Look at that. Look, the army.
Yeah. Why, that's actually the Charlie Sheen movie Cadence. This whole thing is...
Oh, yeah.
Major League.
Baseball astronauts.
Wall Street.
This is all man shit. Look at this. Yeah, you don't see some pussy throwing a shot put.
No.
Boxing. It's all about men, this commercial. They're pandering to whatever fucking is happening in that decade. That's what they pander to. It's all bullshit. That was a man ad.
That's a really good point, though. That just pandered to the entire 80s.
The 80s.
Wow, that's a good point.
The 80s is about.
Yeah.
People were sick of the 70s and that pussy Alan Alda.
Yeah.
And they went to Rambo.
Yep.
And Schwarzenegger in the 80s. And it was all about men and Wall Street and being a man. And
yep. And cars were fucking cars. Like cars. Everybody, that's really when the sports car was
right.
The thing. Yeah.
Pretty girls,
mm-hmm.
Not fat dykes with purple hair.
Oh, not
we're
a
hugging
one.
And kissing pretty girls.
Not a one.
It's so fucking retarded. If you don't understand, they're bullshit pandering to try to appeal to the crowd now to make themselves look good to sell fucking razor blades because that's all they're doing.
How do you even do that too when you're a razor blade company?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Why would you jump on the bandwagon of like men should be women? You
right.
Don't have
it's
to
the
shave.
Last product.
Right.
Yeah. It's really the besides maybe Trojan Magnums.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that's the thing you don't go, men, be a little more sensitive with your yeah. giant cock.
Yes.
We hear Trojan Magnum.
Fill it with quarters and pretend you're a boy. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. So they, you know, they're pandering. And again, here's another one. This is the for the Venus. What they did here is what they did for years and years. Sexuality sells. Sex sells. And this is a sexually titillating commercial where the women are used as sex objects, even though it's selling to women. Right. Guys are going to turn and go, what? You never let this commercial go by without watching it, by the way.
Okay.
You don't switch from this one. Look.
This is O2. Yeah, I remember
yeah.
this.
Only Venus from Gillette makes it easy to feel as smooth as a goddess. Its three-blade refills are shower-safe and simple to change. They're where you need them, when you need them. So the closest shape.
Look, rub your legs, tits, ass. Look at that. They're showing their vaginas.
It's a foot fetish commercial.
Yeah.
Reveal the goddess in you.
Oh, did the women really have to be in bikinis in a line? Like a meat rack? Like a fucking meat rack. Bitches. It's,
why is that bad? Like, here's what I don't understand about it. Why is embracing the feminist part of being a woman,
right.
like, that's feminine.
It's feminine.
Those are feminine qualities. Shave right. legs, beautiful curves.
You're not supposed to notice after fucking millennia.
Yeah, like, but
of noticing.
That's what's sexy.
Right.
It's not like this is new either. This has gone on for centuries.
And it's all about, like, it's the same thing as a bird with their beautiful plumage and, you know, shit like that. Women will flaunt themselves. Men will flaunt their attributes to get a mate.
Yeah, money. That's why Ed Hardy fucking lasted so long. It's called peacocking. Just find
it's called peacocking.
The douchiest clothes you can and hanging out all shiny because women are attracted to cash. No
to
offense, ladies.
Object. It's true. That's what it's all about. It's all about like the most primal things, like procreation and survival. Are the two most primal things.
Yes.
And they're trying to squash both of them. Like the whole mating ritual includes a woman and a man preening themselves, going out and looking at a woman for the attributes you would like in a child kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And the survival aspect, they're trying to deprogram you to not use your survival instincts
right.
and to put political correctness in place of the fight or flight reflex. It's ridiculous to think you're going to outbreed evolution in a short decade of political correctness that will go down in history as being retarded.
Well, and all sexuality isn't rape or against someone's will.
Right.
Some people work out to be attractive. You want to look good. Like what? Yoga pants are everywhere.
Oh.
I can't go to Planet Fitness and work out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I won't look at every ass there. We've been to that fucking godforsaken place.
Yeah.
But there's always a few people on like the treadmills where you're just like, God damn, you can't help it.
You can't. Those yoga pants are one of the greatest inventions to mankind.
I went into Lululemon with my wife, and when I walked in, because they're all like 19 and wearing the pants, and they're just leg up, like, can I help you, sir, with anything?
Just a big, meaty pussy right in front.
Just bending
big,
over.
Meaty camel toe and fucking an ass that just goes on for centuries.
A perfect 20-year-old ass who's just like, do you want to buy anything? Like, yeah, I'll buy you whatever. You want ice cream?
Yeah, what? What are you talking about? Dinner? Yeah. What?
Right when I walked in, I just looked at my wife. I'm like, I'm going to look around. She's like, yeah, that's fine. She knew. I mean, it's like,
I'm going to look around.
It's a deal. I'll pay $90 for your stupid yoga pants, but I get to stare at ass while we're in here.
Yeah, you'd spend that at a strip club.
Yeah.
And you pretty much, that's why you're there.
And I kind of like this more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see everything, but you don't feel that dirty about it.
And they're not completely disgusting.
No, they're not. They're not
hot.
Yeah, the entire staff phone OD on fentanyl.
What is all like?
How do you not look at that?
That is like it was made with a compass, just like a perfect curve of an ass.
I don't mind.
That looks like a geometry equation.
I don't mind that dykey hairdo. I should say my hairdo on a girl.
She has a pretty good look for it.
Yeah, she's hot, dude. And I like a little bit of the tattoos.
She got a little skank to her, which is
she does.
Cool.
She has like an uncle touched her, but not all the way.
Bedroom eye thing going on, and she's being completely sexual with this yoga. Just stop it.
Yeah, like this isn't. What is this for? If you're filming,
yeah. So here's my fuck me in the ass pose. Yeah. I call this rearward fuck me up the ass is what it's called. It's downward facing tool me in the ass.
And I...
Oh, my God. Come
and
on.
I like to call this dinner from behind.
Like, yes. What? Oh, here we go.
Here we go. This is called lips together.
Yeah.
Farts.
This is called fuck me where my feet are.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
This is everything in the pink, everything in the stink. The pink will stink after this.
This one is called finish on my thighs.
Yeah. When your balls are as big as the red one behind me, it's time to fuck me in the ass.
Yeah, my ball is as big as that blue one just watching this.
Wow. Whoa, what's she doing there? Look, she's showing off those two dimples.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is she? What kind of alien is she?
I know, this isn't even a person.
With the eyes and the fucking...
Can you do live airbrush? She's just like, hi, I'm perfect.
Jesus Christ.
Now, excuse me while I hump this ball.
Yeah. Don't you wish this was you?
Oh, my God. I would give her...
Fat. You want this to be you.
I would buy that ball for $1,000. And use it as a pillow.
What is this? This isn't yoga.
No, it's not. It's
this is jack-off material. Yeah.
That's why people think they can fuck you.
He has that spine cum viaduct.
Well, you see that? Dude, I'll see that at the gym where, like, a girl's got her, like, her legs this far apart, you know? And it's like, oh, really? You're just in the stretching section?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not supposed to look over, ever.
I'm fucking real. Yeah, it brings up
if I was doing that, they'd stare. Not for the right reasons, but they'd be like, why is that guy... Why is that guy triangling his ass at me?
Triangle. So I was doing a little reading last night on DNA and stuff, and it really is fascinating. I wanted to know, like, how cells know to go somewhere. Like, how does a cell know? And it's pretty much the same when you look at a girl like that and realize, like, it's just that the cells went to a place. Like, it knew where to go to make her nose look like that. And it knew to stop in time. Like, it's like cells, they all work on this chemical thing where they detect where they're supposed to go based on like almost a trail of chemicals and they move, and the code in the DNA is like read by something else, taken and then transcribed and built into a cell, and then the cell knows where to go, and you fuck it up a little bit and you just got this mess.
Yeah.
And then when it all works, it's her.
It's the same as like...
It's so weird.
It's the same as like sperm to an egg.
Right.
They've never been there before.
No.
GPS. They just get released. They go to the egg.
It's all chemicals.
Unless it's like on tits or glasses, and then they just swim around and die. They're like, where are we? There's no egg.
They just know where to go because of like other chemicals or pH levels or... It really is a fascinating process. And then when you look at something like that, you realize, like, she looks that way just because the cells knew where to stop. Mm-hmm. It's like,
it's crazy.
Knew where to stop. It didn't at some point go, the end of the nose? Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, there's... Let's make a nice beak on this.
Right. Yeah. Like,
too perfect.
Yeah. Labia lips. No, keep it going. Yeah, send going. Some more down.
Yeah.
Another load of labia cells. We need them down. I want them hanging like bologna slices.
Yeah. I want big purple people eater lips.
Yeah. Science, it's so fucked up.
It really is crazy. And then there's just cells between us and molecules and everything's connected in an energy. It's fucking
everything.
Crazy.
And it's psycho. It's fucking nuts. I don't know why I'm so into this at such a late stage, but I'm fascinated with the molecular and cellular level of what we're living in. And because of shit like that, too, it's fascinating.
Well, we're denying science while people are acting like it is science.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Right.
It's like,
conjecture and fucking bullshit.
It's
outright bullshit they're saying is science. And
it's all reproductive organs that are being like made on a woman. The tits, the everything. Yeah. Not the ass, we've decided to use it as one.
Yeah.
But the fucking pussy.
Yeah.
The dick. Like, they're all designed to want to group. Like, wow, you can't deny that. That's
send more ass down here.
More ass.
We need another truckload. Oh, wait, no, she's Asian. Send it back.
Sorry, thought she was Mexican.
Send it back. Sorry.
We got a black girl here. Double the
ass.
Oh,
my God. Again, we don't have enough. Oh, it's fascinating.
That's just when too much ass gets down there and they're like, all right, we've overloaded.
Yeah, we overloaded another one. What are you going to do? She'll make do with it, I'm sure. I do that, and then I ended up watching girl K-pop stars sing the shark song, Baby Shark song.
Yeah, that's... Girl K-pop stars are nothing, but it's porno.
Doing girl K-pop stars doing anything is awesome.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I was watching them do the Baby Shark song, which it was a double-edged sword. Fun to watch. They're adorable. But then that song gets stuck in your head. Here we go. Look at the boots and the shorts. And shit. What are they doing? They're Korean.
Jesus.
I just fell in a bucket of my own jizz. And I fell in this wormhole of this.
It looks like the same girl with different wigs. Doesn't it?
It does. It looks like the same girl with different wigs.
There's not much difference.
No. Look, they tried all gussy up with those little shorts, but you know there's really no ass.
It's nice they had a Downs guy on there.
It's
a little eerie, though. Like,
yeah.
It's too kiddish.
I don't know. Asian girls are like aliens.
They also giggle way too much.
Well, that's their whole act. They get girls in their 20s that act like they're fucking 10.
Yeah.
And that's like their whole gimmick, because they're fucked up over there.
And they see a dick and they're like...
Baby Shark. The Baby Shark.
That's what all that K-pop stuff is.
Yeah.
And it's like 40 girls. It's like Menudo. When they hit 21, they kick them out.
They throw them out.
Yeah.
It's
It's jailbait. It's the runaway.
There is some kind of a jail. Well, there is this weird fetishy thing they got over there in Korea and Japan. It's like anime, is that also?
Yeah.
It's,
well, they get fucked by monsters. And anime's always been pretty sexual.
Yeah. And it's all like, no, no. Yeah. Big, like, ponytails and stuff. They're fucking twisted individuals.
Oh, a lot of rape, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of rapey octopus things.
Because they're all so sexually repressed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's all, like, violence and rape and brutality. And then the tentacle stuff is because they can't show genitalia.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can show a tentacle doing the same thing. So that's where all that came from.
Yeah, they can't show pubes, which is hilarious.
It's so annoying when you see those videos. It's
yeah, like a girl, you're not really seeing anything if she's got pubes. You just see a lump of hair. But they pixelate it out because they're not allowed to show pubes.
It's so weird. Like, the more puritanical society, the grosser they are about everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're shitty about drinking in America. You go to France, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like, the more you take something away from somebody, the weirder it's going to get.
The more people want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see those movies that show up, like, on IFC or the random ones on Netflix, and they're from the Middle East... They're so brutal and psychotic. And you're like, how is anyone watching this?
Yeah.
Like, in entertaining fashion.
I don't know. We've turned into a real twisted fucking society, like a mishmash of all other cultures thrown together. Like, we because of the internet, I honestly believe, we're not shocked by anything anymore. We just accept shit. Like, there was that photo the other day of that 10-year-old fucking drag kid with a naked man.
That was weird as
fuck. And, like, it's going around on Facebook and Twitter as, like, what the fuck is going on here?
And if you complain, you get the people saying, you know, you're being exclusive. Or you got to be more open about things.
There's really no reason to have a 10-year-old child dressed as the opposite sex with a naked man.
I saw that too, and I was like, is that his mom? Like, when I first saw it, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's a dude.
No, it's RuPaul's Drag Race. How is the show not taken off the air now? If, like, another show, reality show, had some pedophile thing going on Instagram or something, it would be yanked from the air immediately. But they know that there's a trans gay fucking mafia out there that will they'll extort you.
But that's not his kid, right?
No!
I would fucking stab that thing.
See, you're transphobic.
Oh, right. Cause
stab it with your cock.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You just stay in that position. Lose the kid. I like how you half-bended. I'll put it right up your ass.
But the fact that no one's even really, like, people are complaining about it, but that isn't a thing that is just, like, being shunned by everybody is just another amazing turn of events here in this country that is quickly going down the shitter.
Because it's being masked. It's saying, again, like you said, being transphobic or not being open. And they're using that to cover the argument of that maybe it's just inappropriate for a child. And they're superseding that by saying, oh, no, you're taking it to a different level.
Is there any context where that's okay? I submit to you, no.
No.
I think context is very important when we look at things and decide if somebody's doing something terrible or not. I can't really think of a context there. Nope. No context. It's always going to be bad.
There's no reason a naked man, like, even with my son, if I put him in the shower, I don't go in it and he's three.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
No.
Get in there. Scrub the kid up.
No, you do that, like, from outside, or you let him try to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's fucked up.
It's
like, I'm
dramatic.
Not. Yeah, like, he doesn't go in there with his mom, you know, or anything. Like, you just, once they hit a certain age.
Certain thing. Once they could start remembering things, yeah.
Yeah, you want them to.
Fuck them up.
But you shouldn't have a 10-year-old saying next to a fucking. Dude doesn't even have tits. How invested is he in being a woman? Like, you're just letting him stand next to a naked guy.
Next to a naked guy with his dick taped down between his fucking legs.
Can you imagine the 80s if somebody was like, do you mind if I get naked and hang out with your 5-year-old? They'd be like, what? I'll kill you.
If your 5-year-old puts on a dress.
Yeah.
Like your 5-year-old to put on a dress, right? I'm going to get naked and tape my dick down. And then I'm going to grab him. And we're going to take some pics. What's that gun for?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it certainly wouldn't get to, like, no, hear me out. I'll be also dressed as a woman from the neck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you going to do? Save the picture to jerk off to at night in your night table or something? No. I'm going to distribute it as far and wide as I possibly can.
I want the world to see it.
The world should see this. I just wish there was a medium here in the 80s where I could But I'll just print it out. I'll fax it to people. Right, and I'll put it under windshield wipers in parking lots of supermarkets.
Right, and as they're fucking loading his dead body into the hearse, yeah. The cops are going to tell you exactly where you can get the key to the city.
Right, right.
For killing the
Thank
local
you.
Pervert.
Job well done. Yeah. Someone apparently thinks I'm smoking weed. Let's bring Tom in while we take a call from Tom. What a coinkydink. Hey, Tom from Philly. What's up, man?
I think it's clear, and thank you for having me on your first Pot Talk episode. It's clear that you've continued smoking weed. You've gone back to your childhood and been smoking weed at night. You're thinking about DNA and how it affects pretty girls and that tranny, and you readily admitted to watching K-pop for hours and hours on end. Now, I can admit the girls are pretty, but in order to do so much, you probably had to be high. Dave, you really shouldn't embrace this. It's a regression in Anthony's social...
Interesting. Tom from Philly's a shrink, apparently. I didn't know that. No, Tom, I have not smoked pot. I was not smoking pot. I was just... I'm fascinated at the unseen molecular world around us. And see this? It's good for things other than just yelling at people online. There's a bevy, a bounty of information on here. You could learn anything from your phone. If it's going to be spying on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you might as well get something good out of it.
Learn.
So learn a little bit. It's amazing. It's an amazing little miniature world out there.
And there's naked dudes that dress up like girls that show their penises to little children. So there's that, too.
And that.
Primarily, that's...
It's, you pretty much...
Most of the internet.
You got to weigh it out, I think. Thank you, Tom. There goes Tom. And we welcome Tom McCaffrey here.
Hello.
From Tom to Tom. How are you?
Tom to Tom.
What's going on?
You're from where, originally?
I grew up in Manhattan.
Oh, okay, Manhattan. Yeah. So,
you know it.
Philly.
You heard of it?
Yeah, I heard of it. It's a pretty popular place. Isn't that funny? There's like a Manhattan, Kansas or something, I think.
Yeah, there's
what are you doing?
Yeah, places what are you everywhere.
Doing? Just don't. Manhattan is one of those names, like you got to retire the jersey.
The name.
It's done.
It's weird whenever people ask me that and I say that. People don't believe me.
They probably don't, right?
Well, I think it sounds weird. It's even like when I say it, it sounds weird. Like they'll be like,
it
where are you from? Like, Manhattan. It does.
Like if you said, where are you from? New York City. All right,
right,
but that could also be Staten Island, and you don't want to be from Staten Island.
Yeah.
You don't want people to think you're from Staten Island. Apologize to people from Staten Island. It used to be a dump. I used to drive through it, and it stunk like motherfucker.
It's a very Manhattan thing to tell people you're from Manhattan.
Now, if you live, but people will assume you're not living in a nice part because you're not mentioning the part. Like, people always go, oh, Upper West Side.
Yeah.
I live on the Upper West Side.
That's where I live.
Yeah, way upper.
Way upper.
But I mean, back then when I was growing up, there were, people don't remember this, but I mean, Manhattan had bad parts back then. I feel like now you'd be hard-pressed to find.
To really find a bad place, you got to search it out. You could literally just be walking and be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I inadvertently walked into a bad spot.
That's how it was when I was growing up in the 80s.
Yeah.
If you went 5 blocks the wrong way, it was just bad.
It was a problem.
That's the joke about Harlem. Like, I walk around, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's like Harlem's
shoe stores
great.
And
Harlem's
food
not
stores
bad
and, like, it's really...
Some people are very angry at the... gentrification of Harlem.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. It's bringing tourists in. It's bringing jobs to the area. Yeah. It's
money to your stores.
I
think people just get mad at anything that happens. That's the age we live
that
in.
That seems to be the trend.
No matter what it is, people will be angry at it.
Yeah.
Well, the idea, at least I thought, was to get out of the ghetto.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why would you want it just to stay?
It's weird, because, now the ghetto is just changing into a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to leave anymore.
They say the rent's jacked up, but the way I look at it, not really. If you're in rent control, there's people in my building that pay nothing, and I pay up the ass.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And you live in Harlem?
I live in Harlem, 135th.
Yeah, and see, that used to just be...
Scary numbers.
You would just die.
That was like 666. Yeah. That's how scary those numbers are.
I knew a girl in high school who lived on 105th.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God.
Well,
like,
come up and going, no.
Yeah, like, no way. Bobby, I did go up there. Yeah.
Bobby Womack sang Pimps on 110th Street.
Yeah.
And this is 15 streets or 25 streets worse.
Yeah, yeah. Because
yeah.
there was, when I was growing up, there was such a bad connotation of 42nd Street. That was like the, oh, where'd he go? Down to 42nd Street?
Oh, Times Square, forget
That's
it.
That's where the hookers were, the drugs were, everything
the
was
porno.
On 42nd Street.
Like, do you watch The Deuce on
no,
HBO?
I heard it's pretty
You know
good.
That? It's good.
I know of it,
the
yeah.
depiction
it's
of
cool
that.
Because it's like it's all about the 70s in New York and that, yeah. and how like all the porn theaters
It's
were
Franco,
there.
Right?
Huge.
Yeah, it's yeah. I feel like that hurt it because he yeah. got in trouble. Yeah. So everyone, like, got mad.
In trouble with those girls on his phone?
Yeah, it's hard to do a sex show right after that.
Right, right.
Maybe that's why he kind of gave a look to me when I said, could I get a picture?
Yeah.
Maybe like, he thought I was goofing on. What do you mean, get a picture?
That you wanted to buy one?
Yeah, yeah. Could I get a picture? All right. Yeah. No, no, I want to buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you?
That got you in trouble.
Did you, what, you saw him and asked for a picture?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did. Did he not do
no,
it?
No, he was cold. I did that thing that I've talked to Jim Norton about it a lot. When you meet a celebrity and you talk to them a little first.
Yeah.
Then when you ask for a photo, they kind of go, oh, I thought you just were.
Right,
talking.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to chit-chat with me, but now you're just an asshole that wants a fucking
right.
picture.
Yeah.
So I kind of was talking to him about his last movie, and I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And he's like, all right.
Yeah.
And I could tell he wasn't mad, but he was kind of like, I think James Franco was disappointed in
yeah.
me.
Yeah, he thought you were going to
worse.
He thought you were going to go camping with him.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he thought we were just going to hang out and talk about his movies.
You know, it'd be funny if you had like formed a relationship with him for like years,
yeah, man.
And then like 4 years later, like, can I get a picture?
Can
like
I get a picture.
Oh, this entire thing was for a picture.
I'm going to do that with Jim Norton tonight when I do Chip's show. I'll just be like, Jimmy, can I get a pic?
Yeah.
And then never talked to him.
The whole
again.
Thing was just. He has. Jim Norton has a really funny story about when he sat next to Nicolas Cage.
Oh, on the plane.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny.
Oh, that's the most hilarious story.
He was trying to spark up a regular guy conversation with him.
For like 7 hours. He like had a span of 7 hours.
7 hours where yeah. you're sitting next to, you got a captive audience there. And he wanted to talk to him like a real guy, but he didn't. Want to be a fanboy, and so he started talking about his comedy special and should
yeah.
he how should he use smoke?
He asked like about
light?
He asked what kind of camera he
right what
use.
Kind of camera,
and he was like yeah. Nicolas Cage is like, I don't know anything about cameras.
His impression was great because it was yeah, so, he was so jumpy because Jimmy would turn to him and go, yeah, because I'm doing a special and I'm wanting what kind of camera to use, and then he'd stop for a minute and then he'd be like, do you think I should? And he goes, huh?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. What?
Basically, in a way, like shutting him down, but
right, right.
Him. That's like brilliant. I guess it just comes with like years of having to shut people down.
Just become, you know exactly
yeah,
what to
right.
do.
Yeah, the tone is a very, you need a yeah. very specific, like, don't talk to me. And then I think at the end, he doesn't even get the picture with him.
And
right,
Nicolas
right.
Cage was in Sunny with James Franco. So I'm just playing
There's
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Of Kevin Bacon with James
Love
Franco and Jim Norton.
I think he directed it, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah. yeah. He directed
and,
it.
Yeah, Nicolas
It was before James
Nicolas
Franco.
Cage.
I had that with, I saw Seth Rogen down in the East Village when I was leaving UCB East, and I was drunk, which is a good part of the story. And, you know, it was really crowded, and Seth Rogen just passed right by me, and
yeah, yeah.
I was like, and I'm like bad usually about going up to people if they're fans, but I was drunk, and I was like, hey, man, I'm a really big fan. He was like, oh, yeah, 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 and I was like, can I get a picture? And he was like, oh,
oh,
oh. He
just oh
like,
wow.
That's not cool.
No, you know, but oh. I understood it because I was literally passing him on the street, and it was just like.
I don't know, though. Celebrities shouldn't have this criteria that if we're just passing, you don't get a picture. If it's this, if we're at an event or something, like. If someone asks you, I understand this. There's one thing where I do understand. If you're in an airport and there's 8,000 people around and you don't want that ice
right.
broken, I get it.
Yeah.
Just fucking keep your hat down. Don't talk to anybody.
Or
don't,
if you're having dinner with people.
Yeah, or eating
that.
Has
yeah.
always
yeah.
been the taboo.
Yeah.
You know, even at the Brown Derby,
yeah.
you wouldn't walk up to Martin Milner and ask for a picture.
This place is filled with stars, but it ain't for cameras.
But they're eating, so lay off. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those. It's one of those things.
Well, also, I was with someone, and they were like, I tried to walk back towards him, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, you're right. Like, what am I? Like, I'm only gonna get proof of me annoying Seth Rogen.
Right, right.
Like, it's not like, hey, I'm friends with him.
You came out as the guy that got shunned in that. If you go back, it will instantly turn to you are now being the annoying guy.
Right. Unless you're friends with a celebrity, every picture with a celebrity looks like they're annoyed by you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's never good. It's never. You never look really chummy.
No.
It's a very stage kind of
I did that with Wallace Shawn. Do you know who that is? He's the guy. He's in Princess Bride. He's the inconceivable guy.
Oh, yeah, 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 of course.
So I was at Barnes & Noble, and, you know, like, the escalator was broken, so, like, it was a thing where everyone had to go.
Did you say this is inconceivable when you saw the broken?
Yeah, I wasn't. No. I mean, I wasn't a dick, but, like, I passed him on the escalator. Like, you had to walk up, and you had to walk down or walk up, and when he was walking down, I was walking up.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is like a cool one because not everyone's going to know who this is.
Right.
So I went up to him and I was like, hey, man, I'm a really big fan. I knew his name, too. I think he was really surprised. I was like, yeah, you're Wallace Shawn. I'm a big fan. And he like looked at me and he was like, you are? And I just took a selfie. And he looks, nice in the picture.
He's a human turtle.
That's the right. If you're taking a selfie and he looks like that, he's not thrilled to be there.
He kind of was. I mean, I think he was really confused that I've had that where I've like recognized people that not many people would recognize, and I like that better.
Yeah,
because they're kind of like into it.
When I was five, I thought he was Rick Moranis's dad.
Oh, yeah, you
I did. I was
that.
Like, that's got to be Rick Moranis.
5 year old.
He was the neighbor on the Cosby Show too.
He was what?
He was the neighbor on the Cosby Show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was it, really? Raped. I don't remember that.
See anything through the
yeah,
window?
He's in a lot of episodes. He's
Sleeping
just a
women.
Weird dude.
Yeah,
I bet he got in on that.
He's he's a talented guy, writer.
And he still looked exactly like. I mean, he's like
ass.
He's one of those guys that's looked like that for like 35
Oh, forever.
Years.
Oh, same guy.
Which
yeah.
is kind of good because you know, then when you're younger, people go like, "Oh my god, are you goofy looking?" But then as you get older, people don't go, "Oh wow, you got old. You just always look the same."
Yeah,
yeah.
It's great to start in Hollywood as a character actor because you have nowhere to go but up.
Right.
Nowhere to go but up. I was when I was in L.A., Beverly Hills, I was vacationing at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Wilshire?
My girl. No,
the Beverly
Hills Hotel, my friend. And Chris Cornell comes in with his family, and he's in the pool, and I'm in the pool.
I saw this.
Is he the guy? Did he die?
Oh, he killed himself.
Yeah, okay.
In Detroit.
Right after I talked
to him. Right after the story?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, oh, some people are living in such misery. I can't live in this world. So he
was so good.
I gave the camera, the phone and stuff. I told my girlfriend, I go, just snap pictures of me talking to him in the pool.
Right.
I go, I didn't want this pic. So we're talking in the pool and she's snapping pictures. But then we actually were talking. So that when we got out of the pool, I went over to his the little bungalow by the poolside, sat down, talking with his family.
Yeah, there's a photo of you in a cabana
and
with
it was
him.
All very nice. So what started out as trying to be a ruse of getting candid pictures with Chris Cornell. Actually, he was cool.
Yeah.
And, you should just kill yourself.
Yeah.
Didn't you have him on O&A?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew you had him on O&A.
He remember you from
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it
that's
was shortly
cool.
after.
Well, so, because you would have, like, a good in with most of them, right?
Yeah, it works saying things like, oh, yeah, I do radio.
You've, like, so you've met a lot, even just met a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever met one on when you did the show and they were, like, shitty?
Oh, God,
there's been a few.
I could hear it. You ever heard Jesse the Body Ventura?
Well, that was exciting, at least.
That was great radio.
Was he really mean?
They're just boring.
He tried to beat up Jimmy because he said, fuck you and your Rocky Horror Picture Show haircut.
Oh, he was like, you and your riffraff from Rocky Horror hairdo.
Yeah. And by the way, I was like, what
is
he?
He patted Jimmy on the back real hard. He goes, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's like, oh, what? You got to be in the military to be an American. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Jesse's looking at him, squeezing his water bottle. And Club Soda Kenny's like, I'm going to have to fight Jesse the Body.
Yeah. When everybody watching didn't know what Jesse looked like now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Listening, so I had to look him up, and I was like, oh, my God, he looks exactly like
Riff Raff. He had the Riff Raff hair.
So but he was bald, and he grew it long.
Long skullet.
Cool. That's always a good look.
Yeah, he was. Was it because of the Chris Kyle thing? Or was it, I think that was before that. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is Chris Kyle the American Sniper?
Yeah. And apparently he had said that he punched Jesse in a bar, and Jesse says that wasn't true. And then after Chris Kyle died, he sued Chris Kyle's wife.
Yeah.
Jesse sued Chris Kyle's wife for what her husband said. It was like a weird thing.
A lot of Marines told me that guy was... he was known to lie a bit, but he was also for a real badass, though.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
If he said he beat up Jesse, who gives a
hope he
shit?
Did.
Yeah, everybody was hoping that it happened. Yes.
And then you guys had the Corys on once.
Yeah.
That was like kind of a train wreck.
That was a train wreck, and that was, because they were just so...
Were they on drugs?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. They had, remember them? Like, they had a reality show.
Oh, yeah,
and,
the two Corys.
Corey Haim was always claiming to be clean, but he always seemed not clean.
He was always all kinds of fucked up. And he was like, yeah, I've been clean now. Well, whoa, when I was doing drugs, it was crazy. And it's like, you're doing drugs.
Right.
You're so fucked up.
So do you think he was on drugs still?
Judging by his dead body, I'd say.
Yeah. That and, when Charlie Sheen shoves his AIDS dick in your ass during the filming of...
What the hell is that?
Send me that movie. Not Rudy, but it's...
Lucas. What? So that can't be real.
Well, you know
why is that a story? I can't believe that.
It might be real.
But why would Charlie Sheen at like 20 be raping
domination?
I think he,
I did it.
The kid was cute.
That's why you raped Corey Haim. Yeah. You just did it last year. So that was weird. That was
took a shuffle and moxie. Yeah.
I have an update real quick.
Oh yeah,
Chris Kyle was before Ventura.
Right.
And then the Ventura thing happened with Jimmy, and he wouldn't come back on the show. During the time when you weren't with us, Ventura was doing another show, walked past the studio, asked Kenny to open the door.
He opened the door and went, I won.
In the middle of our show, he just yells, I won. And Jim goes, what? And he said, Chris Kyle, I won. And Jim started saying, we weren't shit-talking you, and Jesse just walked away.
Yeah, I remember that. I won.
So wait, he admits that he had like an altercation with him?
No, he won the lawsuit.
He won the lawsuit against Chris Kyle.
He won the lawsuit.
Yeah. This is, I heard about this. Ryan from the Bronx. What's up, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, man? You guys hear me okay?
Oh, perfectly.
Judd Apatow and Pete Holmes, I'm sure you guys know them. Well, Pete Holmes, he's a broad, but
he's a what?
Broad.
Okay.
If you heard him today, he's right.
Yeah, they were on the Jim and Sam show, and I know that Jimmy's not like he's not going to go off and do the riffraff from Rocky Horror shit, with Jesse, but he really stuck his fucking guns up against Judd.
That's what I heard. Now, I haven't heard the segment, and I want to. I'll listen to it later. But I heard, like, because Judd really got on Louis C.K.'s shit.
Yeah.
Judd is constantly pandering and virtue signaling. He's on Twitter all the time, retweeting all kinds of horse shit and talking about the Me Too movement and everything. And then you watch a great movie that he makes, like, fucking super bad. And it's all about misogyny, getting laid, looking at girls like fucking sex symbol.
Yeah.
Where does that writing come from?
That was largely...
Seth Rogen. Yeah. And that was all their lives. You were all pieces of shit. So stop fucking trying to make it seem like you never called a girl a bitch or never chased a girl just to get into her fucking pants.
That was largely part of Jim's point. He goes...
Good.
Because Judd was saying that, you shouldn't punch down in comedy. He goes, well, actually, you punch down, I punch down, Carlin punched down at anorexic girls. Like, he was making the point of, like, that actually is part of comedy.
It is.
And to say that this guy should come out and be the total opposite of who he once was isn't fair, and it's not his responsibility to be that guy.
So that's what Jim Norton
Jim said, yeah.
And Jim will never be crashing.
What was Judd Apatow's reaction to that?
He broke into tears. He started crying.
Okay.
Exactly
what I thought.
Yeah.
He comfortably half agreed while Pete Holmes kind of
took
the reins. Yeah.
Judd's dick.
It was like, look, I think that, well, and for Pete Holmes, nothing against him. He does very almost, it's not, I don't know how to word, it's not comedy that's very personal. Yeah. I mean, that's a fair way to describe it.
It's comedy. It's not comedy. It's very personal, right?
It's not prior. It's observational and goofy and shit. So why would you say that Louis C.K. should do this personal comedy where he brings it up?
No comic should tell any other comic what they should or shouldn't be doing.
Exactly, Jim's point.
And then trying to categorize types of comedy and what's good and what's evil these days is just... That's exactly what some of the greatest comics in history would fight against and get up on stage and prove isn't true by doing hilarious shit about taboo subjects.
Yeah.
So fuck Judd. Talk about in the streets where you see a celebrity or something.
Yeah.
I've done my show. We've had Judd on. He knows me. We've had our bullshit altercations also. We're not fans of each other.
Really?
I like his work. Some of it I think is drivel. But
what do you think is drivel?
Girls, I think, is a very pandering kind of... I use that word a lot, but it's big these days to just pander to something.
I just saw her at a restaurant.
Oh.
I was going to ask... I just took a picture stealth-like.
Uh-huh.
She seems like... She wouldn't be nice.
No.
Like,
she
she'd
seems
be
like
shitty.
A nasty person.
Yeah, and I don't really like her that much. So
yeah.
I was just like, I'm just going to take a picture and... And then I put it up for, you know, it's so retarded. Like, I'm like putting it on Instagram. Like,
that's
what is
not,
that proving?
That's
like,
not the girl from Get Out, though, is it?
No, Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Lena Dunham, no.
Well, that's the problem is Lena Dunham molested her sister and lied about a rape. Like, you can't really.
So there's two good points.
Right?
And then all the rest.
Everything else is bad.
And then Janine Garofalo got like a lot of flack.
Janine Garofalo fucking stood up for Louis. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was, and then it's weird because there were all these articles about her, and it kind of helped her because I haven't really heard about her.
Yeah, she hasn't been in the public eye.
Have you ever met her?
No.
I've heard she's cool, actually.
Oh, she wasn't nice to me.
Oh, I've heard. She was nice to my friend Nate. That's all I know.
She was. I made a movie and I interviewed her for the movie. Like it's like a documentary.
Yeah.
And
oh no,
she was not. And I was like a huge fan of hers. Like before I did stand up. I mean, people forget she was like huge.
She was
like
the
Amy Schumer
celebrity though. Like before the celebrities became real assholes. Like now, because she was one of those kind of
Shannon Doherty's.
Kind of PC people.
Yeah.
She was, yes.
Yeah,
she
had that whole thing of like, oh, like that snarky kind of delivery about people that she thought were beneath her.
I think that was the appeal at first.
Yeah, at first. But then you get shit like Sarah Silverman and Amy and stuff. They took it to a whole new level and just left her in the dust.
Even if you look at her old specials, Janine Garofalo will do a joke that's like pro women and then, you know, talk about how gross men are. And then she'll be like, but yeah, I mean, George Clooney, I finger blast myself. Like, she would bring it back on
her
and
weird.
Still have like that vulnerability.
Yeah.
Amy used to do.
And she was one of those people I really liked, I was a big fan of, and like, have you ever had that where you're a big fan of someone and then you meet them and they like hate you?
Michael Richards.
So it's weird because did that happen to you? Because you're when I meet them, we're gonna like get along so well.
Yeah.
And then they're like, she was so mean to me. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I was like, man, she really doesn't like me.
The thing in the street, I was going to do Chip's show over there at the Comedy Cellar, and they had it closed for crashing filming. But I could get in to do Chip's show upstairs. So I'm walking, and Judd's walking the other way. He came around the corner, and I just, out of reflex, I went, hey, Judd. Like, I shouldn't even have done that. I felt, like, shitty about myself for even acknowledging him. And he's like, hey. Like, just like, it was the most uncomfortable. I shouldn't have even said anything.
Do you guys have, like, did you get in, like, a fight or something?
On the air, it wasn't comfortable.
Here?
And that, no, it was over at the O&A show.
Okay.
Was it, do you remember what it was about?
Well, he came on after, I think, Opie had bashed his movie, one of his movies. He'd, like, shit on it. And he heard about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, so you're coming out, you're shitting on my movie. And I was like, no, just come on the show. And so he already had like a bullshit thing on his head.
Yeah.
And then all of his PC nonsense, like I always challenge that. So we kind of got into a little bit of a tiff. And he takes it very personally. There are some comics and celebrities or whatever that just take their stance very personally. I'm passionate about my opinions on things, but I'm not. I don't take it personally in 99% of the times.
You also allow other people to put their opinions.
Yeah, put your opinion out there. Because it's all just opinions. We're all just taking everything we see on a daily basis and hear and read and whatever, and then molding it into this opinion
that
isn't any more valuable than anyone else's.
And it's really about if you really believe that person believes their value structure as opposed to just pandering to something that
right.
they think people should hear.
And that's
what
it.
Gets a little... I don't know what his... why when he does that, if that's what he's doing, but you can tell when that's happening and it's very, very irritating.
I think... I always think it's to fucking... chock up the door full of skeletons. Like, you're just trying so hard to keep that door shut by
right.
saying, yeah, women, they're all, oh my God, this better stay closed. Me Too movement, I fuck if this opens, I'm done.
It goes right,
right
back to the Gillette thing, where it's like right. their whole company's just like, how do we not acknowledge that we've been...
That we've been showing titillating girl commercials yeah. for decades, right. and we pretty much... we're catering to the alpha male for our entire since 1909,
right.
I believe,
and
company was founded.
And the issue, too, that I took today with the Norton versus Apatow, which is why I'm glad that Ryan called, is the main issue about it was that it's been a year. Everybody asks when he comes back, he's going to be changed, he's going to be different. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Right. It's been a year, and he's 50.
A year.
What? People really change when they hit 50. That's when everyone changes.
You do it right. You don't even lose.
It's like you get to a point, it's too late. Like, you're not going to. And the most amazing thing that no one mentions about the Louis C.K. thing, which struck me immediately, is I was like, this guy has a new fucking hour.
Right.
He's been back since like August, and he already has another hour.
It's my hour.
Some of it's like not bad.
I have not ridden an hour in the last 3 years, let alone the last year. That panders to the fucking exactly what's going on.
And
in
it's
this
better
country.
Than probably most people's hours. I mean,
I don't know how he sits down to write and isn't constantly just thinking about how he got so screwed.
I think he's
anger.
He kind of talks about the beginning. Have you heard that he kind of makes?
No, I haven't. I haven't
sort
heard.
Of. I listened to the whole thing.
I did too. Yeah, and I my favorite line is like, "What are you gonna do? Take away my fucking birthday?"
I think it's so real.
That
one thing that's really funny is he says at the beginning, he's like, "Have you ever had an entire bad year?
Oh, wow,
like, the entire year is bad." I thought that was really funny because I've had that where you're like, "Oh my God, this entire year was
terrible
bad."
Year,
And the thing is with him, like it didn't matter. Like nothing he would have done. Like, you know what I mean? He would not have been able to get away with anything. He was going to get hit no matter what he did
right.
at this point. Like, nothing was going to be good
enough.
So
he knows how to take it. He can take
it. Oh, my God.
Like
I can't believe he's, like, having the balls to even just show up and do stand-up
like
again.
You go to a place like The Cellar, which is just, I mean, for the most part, you got a lot of people that are of a certain political ideology that is not him. Funny's funny.
Yeah.
And you get people in there that know, you know, to laugh at what's funny. But
or people that are full of shit.
Full of shit.
Yeah.
But you'll get some people in there that will leave. They will walk out and want to make a scene and a huff and stuff. And Louis's just like, I'm just doing what I did for my whole life.
Right. And it's not very
stand up.
What he's doing in that set is not much. Because I've gone back and watched a lot of his
right.
old stuff. And some of it's like insane what he talks about.
What was he supposed to do? Like, become a Christian comic?
I don't know. The thing with the Parkland Kids thing is, like, I feel like people are making it out like the worst thing that's ever happened. And I ask people, I'm
it's
like,
not as bad as the shooting.
Yeah. Well, if none of this had happened with him, what would people's reaction to it be?
I think they'd be like, oh, Louis being.
I think they'd be like, he's a genius. Remember, there was a time anything
he'd
did.
Still be hosting
was
SNL.
Genius.
Yeah.
Everything that came out of his mouth was genius
did
for like 8 years.
Latest episode of Louis?
Oh, my
God. It was brilliant.
Oh, that's all it was. Can you believe he edits that all on his laptop?
All himself. That perverted motherfucker.
He films
all that himself.
He films it on an iPhone.
Oh.
It jerks off against people's wills in front of
him. Oh, my God.
And all on his phone.
And I thought that show was not. I didn't like his shows.
I did. Oh, God. The one with Jim Florentine is the fucking.
Oh, the Florentine.
Oh, that one's good. Yeah. But I didn't like Horace and Pete and like.
No, I wasn't a fan of Horace and Pete.
That was the first thing where I was like, yeah, I don't. I feel like something's going on. I don't think this is good.
I would have rather watched him jerk off than watched.
Yeah, I watched.
And it had Edie Falco, and it had a great cast.
Had like everyone great in it.
Yeah, but you're right. For a while there, everything he did was this like.
Well, and that kind of
Louis.
Yeah, no. He was one of the reasons I started stand up. Like I saw him on Conan, you know, I wasn't even following stand-up. I had no idea who he was. I thought stand-up wasn't even around anymore.
it was like a fad that died.
Yeah,
in the
I remember 80s. Like being into stand-up when I was like in the 80s, and then like in the mid 90s, I turned on Conan and he was on. I was like, oh my God, like this is stand-up.
He's still doing this.
But it was like different.
Dead.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
dead.
his stand-up was like. I was like, wow, this is, like, cool. I could do that.
Yeah. Even his, like, first half-hour special, which I want to say was, like, 99, his Comedy Central Presents.
It was, I think it was 2001.
Okay, yeah.
It was like, late.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but even that compared to what he became, he said he just walked into a club one night and was like, I don't want to fucking do this act anymore. I just want to talk about what I want to talk to, you know. And that's when he really took off in the hour specials. And so America embraced this Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're all supposed to hate so.
Well, they're hypocrites. Like, yeah, the person they were calling a genius and fantastic and influential. Now, you know, oh, he shouldn't even have the right. That's another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He shouldn't have the right to go on stage and earn a fucking living. Who are you? Who are you to fucking even say shit like that?
And how is that fair? That what is he supposed to come out and make a joke of it? Because if he makes a joke about it, they're going to be pissed that he made a joke about
right.
it.
Right.
That's why, like, nothing, he can't do anything. I think the problem is that people were like, he came back too fast.
Too
I think
fat.
That's.
Let's see. I didn't look at the sentencing guidelines.
But I think that's.
If I lose $35 million and it's all I have and I got two kids, I'm coming.
Enough
right
time
back.
Has gone fucking by.
Yeah, I'm not fucking driving a bus. I'm selling.
Well, I think he got to a point where he was like, you know what? Everyone hates me. Fuck this.
But you're right. You are right. That's their problem. I agree with you fully.
That's why I think jail is like a good thing. Cause when you go to jail, it's a very like, well, I've been in, you know, they're like, you have to go to jail for this long and we've all decided 4 years and you'll
then
be
you
done.
You paid your debt
right.
to society.
So with this, it's very like hard to determine because it's like, well, how long is long enough?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but what bothers me is it wasn't an issue with these girls. They said yes, and all of a sudden he didn't show up to one of their benefits that they were hosting, and then all of a sudden that's when she comes out like it's the biggest problem.
Well, I think
in the world.
It's dicey with a couple of the stories.
It might be, let's say allegedly
it
on
might
all
be,
of
but
them.
I will tell you, it's the old. Let he without sin cast the first stone.
Well, I think that the two women at Aspen, that story is like could legally borderline be assault. I will say yes, because
well, I think jacking off in front of two women when they're not into it to.
But if you ask them,
but if they haven't like they haven't given consent, that's.
I thought they said yes though.
No, they did. They say they did it.
No, the door's right there.
No, but if you're blocking the door.
But I heard
he was just sitting on the couch, jacking off.
Yeah.
And they were sitting on the couch across from him and just kind of giggling and laughing like, what the fuck is this?
But you could construe that as someone's about to sexually assault you if you haven't given consent. You can't. I mean, I don't want to like, you know.
No, but I don't see it that way. I don't like getting into the could have. aspect of it. He jacked off in front of two girls back when it was still okay, I guess. And then so 10 wait, years later,
you remember?
Well, it's not okay.
Back in 02 when we all just jacked.
I think it's the MAGA I want to go back to.
I feel like that's okay if you're like already like hooking up with the girl. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think two girls come back to your fucking place in Aspen. You're expecting a little something.
I agree.
I don't play that. I've never done anything.
That wouldn't even be like a move. I don't understand how that's your go-to move immediately.
I don't get it either, my friend. Like,
I mean,
I don't get it either. But
have you ever heard of like trying to like go in for a kiss first? I feel like that's what you do.
That's
I
always
frightening
just,
things ever.
Yeah.
What?
Going in for a kiss is frightening.
I know, but
have you ever gotten this? The turn away?
Never.
When you go in, it is so fucking embarrassing.
That's why you do that before the date. So there's no risk of you doing
it. You got to do it early. You got to do it early.
You get the nut out, and then you take out the gal.
Yeah.
That way, if you do get a piece, you got some stamina. And you don't masturbate in front of them while her friends giggle.
It's fucking... There was this one girl. I met her online, and we talk a lot online, and then I finally met up with her. And we were hanging out, and she was okay. She was like, you know, a regular kind of girl from the Midwest or something.
She sounds hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You're really playing her up.
She was all right. But no. So we're hanging out. We go to a bar. We're drinking, whatever the fuck. And then, like, I try to make a little move, and she was having none of it. And everything we had talked about online up to that point was pretty much we are fucking.
Had she contacted you?
Yeah, this was like a thing. This
you know, it's weird.
I guess about five or six years ago.
I feel like the ones that are most aggressive at the beginning in contacting you are the ones that will act the strangest if you try to do something.
Yeah.
They're always the ones who are gone immediately.
Like, we fucking pretty much fucked online.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting, you know, for the payoff here, and you're all like, what the fuck?
I think the only way
I was pissed. She gets into a cab to leave. And I literally, like, the second the cab door shut, because why would I say it to her? The cab door just goes, fucking cunt, fuck you. Go fuck yourself, fucking fuck. And I just started jacking off on her window as the taxi pulled away.
That's a good move.
That is a good move. It's sort of a Louis C.K. Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does that. Doesn't he do it, like, when he pulls them over?
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel. See, that's not...
And there's a Nicolas
Cage beautiful
one.
Girls going to Kit Kat Club.
Yeah.
The Nicolas Cage one is different, though, because doesn't she, like, blow him or something?
Yeah, and he's smoking crack.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Good. Because the girls are genuinely scared in the Keitel one. He's like, show me how you suck a guy's cock. Yeah. Show me with your mouth. Yeah. And they're like, and he's just jacking. It's so twisted.
So who knows? Maybe like those girls in Aspen were that freaked out.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. The thing is, no one knows.
I do think the only
But it wasn't
way,
Officer Louis C.K. pulling them over and having See, as I see it, Louis had zero power over them. He had no power over these girls. And I think that's an important part. They're three comics hanging out at Aspen trying to get a career kick started. They're laughing, drinking, whatever they're doing. Two of them come up to Louis's room. Louis is a guy, so he's thinking, I might get something going on here.
He's a TV writer at best.
And then
time to use my take out my dick jerk off move.
And there's the move. Now, we could all agree that's a weird move.
Yeah.
And yes,
I don't know how many times it's worked or not worked with Louis that he used it. And I wouldn't use that move, but it is just a move. So, and they're in his room. Like, I don't see that. I see it as weird. I don't see it as a
it's horrible borderline thing. Illegal. It's borderline.
I don't know.
Because the definition of assault. Because the definition of assault is that they don't even have to touch you.
Right.
If you feel like you might be attacked, if they put that feeling in you,
They didn't like walk in on him masturbating.
But
which
then
is
your really, actions, yeah. your actions have to dictate.
I'm just saying,
how you feel.
I'm just saying I don't know what happened, but I could see someone thinking that.
Right.
I mean, it's like it could go either way.
You have to react to it accordingly.
And I think the problem later was that they said they were blackballed in the industry.
Oh, Jesus. Louis is Hispanic. He's not black.
That's true. I never thought of that.
And I believe that Louis was blue-balled that evening. Yeah.
Right.
So they got blackballed, he got blue-balled. Yeah. I say even
nobody won.
Right.
I don't think he did get blue-balled. I think he, like, finished.
I think he finished.
Oh, yeah. Did he finish? Yeah. Oh, my think... bad. So they were there for the entire thing?
Yeah. See, that's kind of a girl could just be like, Louis, please.
Did he just jizz into a Ziploc and be like, take that with you?
Here you go. A little piece of me.
That was like an urban legend for years.
We'd heard about it.
That's the most amazing thing about it. I'd heard about it for 8 years. And then the fact that I turn on CNN one day and it's a story.
It's
I was like, my God, this is just a thing I heard in the comedy scene.
Yeah. And I heard about it in like 06. So it's like, so the hypocrisy of every fucking person who had no problem working with him, they were clearly aware if you and I knew.
See, when he became a genius.
Yeah.
My God, if I knew, everyone
and
fucking
I knew. I knew in 06 because I heard about it at the HBO festival.
Right.
Somebody told me because I was in an elevator with him and Jeremy Piven.
Everyone.
And somebody was like, do you know about him? And told me that story.
Yeah, everyone knew it, but it was like, I don't think many people gave a shit because it wasn't presented as this sexual assault news thing. It was just kind of Louis jerks off in front of people.
Do you know him?
To a point.
Do you know him at all?
No, I'm a huge fan.
Really? Yeah. Oh, like, was he on your show and stuff?
Yeah. He was on our show. I
met him like twice.
We used to have some great conversations because he was on the show a lot. And going from the studio to our parked cars, we would talk about shit from the show, off the show. Girls talk a lot about chicks and fucking and things like that. It was kind of fun.
You gave him some tips on how to get it started.
You sit down. You just pull your cock out.
You just polish that helmet.
You're like, if you're ever in Aspen,
don't take no for an answer.
What they love in that climate.
They love it in that thin air.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it was the thin air. Maybe he wasn't thinking clearly.
He wasn't thinking.
Yeah, it's true.
Jay Moore would have a move. He said he'd be in a car with a girl. And if he was just tired of this constant give and take little game of are we going to have sex, he would just pull his dick out and go, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
That was his line. What are we going to do about this?
Would that be they had already been hooking up?
No.
Oh.
This could be like...
Wow, that's like... That's not...
Now that to
that
me...
That sounds exactly like the Louis C.K. thing.
No, see, I see it as this.
I see it as...
You're in a car.
This is a bit worse.
He's driving the car. There's power there.
Yeah.
There's a... You are in control of something.
Yeah, she's
Louis
in
was
a...
in control of his dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Barely.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, the door... From what I heard, the door was there... Ample available door was
wasn't
there.
A glass box like the movie Death Proof.
Yeah. And
no, that's
like
bad.
The car. What's this girl gonna open the door and like a 50s horror movie start running through the woods with a jerking off Jay Moore chasing her?
Right.
Like he's got her in a position where
it's up to 100.
The other thing is,
if you want,
that just doesn't sound like enjoyable to me. Like, wasn't that a Harvey Weinstein move too? Like,
you would jerk off,
and I'm like,
another thing everyone knew about for years.
I would do
his
like
was on plants.
I would, his was on, which made it even better.
Dude, fuck
yeah! Can you imagine every fucking time he brought a bonsai into his office?
But like,
and the other one's soaked.
Like, because in my mind, I was like, you know, I would try and hook up with a woman if she wasn't into it. I'd be like, all right, and then she'd leave, and I would do that. I wouldn't be like, well, I have to
do
ruin your life.
You.
Like, I want to get off and also destroy your life.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with a vision you will never be able to get out of your mind.
Yeah, before you go, I just want to make sure something can come back on me very harshly.
And also, if you're famous, like, and he was... He was famous at the time.
Oh, 02?
Yeah, he kind of. I knew. Yeah, I mean, in comedy, definitely.
Yeah, that's different.
Famous
though.
Enough.
Famous in comedy is like.
But famous enough. Like,
I don't think he was influential where it was at the point where you watch me jerk off or you won't get a job.
No, I just
like
mean
Weinstein
like,
was the real
deal.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, how come? Why not just like, okay, this woman tonight won't sleep with me. Tomorrow night, I'll try again. I'm famous and rich. But I guess they don't. Their mind isn't. They're not thinking that way. It's a very
when you're
like,
all frothed up, and you're when you're Louis C.K. and two girls are coming up to your hotel room in Aspen, and you have this thought, and you're fantasizing about a threesome, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah,
these girls, and then the bottom line is they're just sitting on a couch and you're sitting across from them. You just can't. You got to unleash. That at that point becomes an emergency purge valve.
Well, and why are you
got to get rid of that?
Why are you in his hotel if there's a woman and a man? And I don't
know
if
there's credence to that. I think that's a thing that men say that is so offensive. Like, she was asking for it, or why was she in the hotel? Why was she in the hotel? It does make a difference. The same girl with fucking, who was that, Kobe?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Hotel.
You mean Mrs. Four Kinds of Jizz in her underwear?
Exactly.
What a hero.
You know, she's like, oh, he raped me. You were in the hotel. You went back to a basketball player's room.
That one was a little different because I think they were having sex.
Yeah.
And then the story apparently is he went from like normal to like anal.
Yeah.
And that's what she considered.
The rape was?
That's the apparently story. They were already like having sex. So that one was a little less.
He didn't say, do you mind if I throw it in your ass? That's the problem.
Mind if I go for a three-pointer?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going from the paint here.
It's fucking dangerous. Those guys, I'm surprised that shit doesn't happen more. Those guys, it's really dangerous.
I think it does.
I mean? They just pay them off because, you meet a wrong woman, it's like, fucking destroy you.
Oh, yeah. Me and Opie got
that's a good point.
Voicemail number and the code for a basketball player in Boston. He was on the Celtics, I think.
Hmm.
I can't remember his name. But we would listen, and it was girls constantly calling him from every state he was going to be in that they were going to play games in, saying, yeah, we're going to hook up tonight. I'll see you next week. I see you're going to be in town. It was a barrage of girls that this guy was going around fucking. And that's what they do. And, I am surprised, unless you got somebody there transcribing the event and having it notarized, that it doesn't happen more often.
Because they'll get mad, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you blow them off. And
Louis is not Wilt Chamberlain by any stretch.
No. Louis just has some strange sex and shit.
As a comic, I think he's like a genuinely decent dude, and he's insecure, and he probably didn't know what to do in that situation. Like, everybody's allowed like a fuck up. Like, granted, his fetish is creepy.
I'm afraid to go along with this.
I'm really not giving any ground here. I get it.
I don't think. Wasn't he married at the time? Like, why are you?
What? That's another problem.
You go to a married guy's hotel room. That's immoral on your part. Let's say if you want to break it down to this puritanical way we're all looking at this.
Yeah.
And then you went to his room for what reason? To drink?
I think that honestly, I think they were probably, you're there in Aspen, they're new to the comedy world. I think they were like kind of networking. And I do think there's a little bit of like,
that might be true.
This guy's into me. And I'm sure they were aware of it, but they, who knows? Maybe he could have like hooked up with them. Maybe that wasn't the move.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
I got you.
It might have happened, but
why are their motives for going there any more noble or less like nefarious than Louis' motive for having them come up? Like if he wants sex from them and they come up and they just want to network with someone, they're both looking for something in that whole thing.
So
Louis had expectations when they showed up. Yes. They had expectations when they went to his room. There was a little confusion there, I see.
The other thing is, like, things like this are like cockroaches. Like, you don't hear about, like, you see one and there's like, there's 50 more.
God,
so there's like 50 more of these you don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
That could be 49 people that read the situation is just what it is.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I just, I don't want to go on.
And I think that is the biggest part. Like, we weren't there.
If a girl just started finger blasting herself in my room, I'd be like, hey,
I'd be like, oh my God, can I get the camera?
If I was married, I'd be like, no, thank you.
Want to document this moment?
Yeah.
This is like the worst thing to like comment on because like if you have a point of view that's contrarian, everyone's just not, like, fuck you.
Everyone gets on you like you're fucking Hitler or something.
I don't think he should
sexual
be,
Hitler.
I don't think he's the worst person to live though. Like why do we have to
don't put him in the same category as fucking Harvey Weinstein, for God's sake. There's no context, there's no subtlety anymore. If you do something, you're instantly pushed off the cliff of fucking piece of shit.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah,
and
he didn't walk out to do auditions for Louis and was like, listen, you're going to sit there and watch me shower, and then I'm going to jerk off onto a fucking palm tree.
I also think the problem was when he was doing it at work, I think was the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is like, if you just work at, you know, McDonald's and you're the manager and you're like, hey, can I jerk off in front of you to the fry girl? Like, that's not.
Yeah.
But you can't go up to the employees and be like,
I go to the bathroom once a show to jerk off.
Interesting you bring that up. Because there is a story today. Masturbation at work should be okay because it's a great way to relieve tension and stress, says experts. Oh, it's written by Louis C.K.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's the expert.
Louis C.K. and Harvey Weinstein.
It's just written by an L.C.K.
Mark Sargent, a senior lecturer in psychology at the Nottingham Trent University. This sounds very English. Yeah. Told Metro that a break from masturbation would be very effective at work and also a great way to relieve tension and stress. I would expect a masturbation policy to result in more focus, less aggression, higher productivity, and more smiling, he told the group. Certainly taking a masturbation break from boredom or an escape would increase work focus. Interesting. You ever do the work jerk?
Yeah.
Any job? Yeah.
Won't even lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never done that.
Luggage store, pharmacy.
Unless I'm working from home.
There was.
I've jerked off at work.
Working from home.
Dude, I'd be hung over so you would have that next morning horniness. So I'd go. I jerked off at summer school.
Summer school.
I jerked
Where?
Off.
Where? Just in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I did no one last like, week.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'd be really, like, afraid.
What? How bad is that when, I'm either taking a fucking relentless beer shit or masturbating?
Or jacking it. When you work in...
My break.
When you work as a tradesman, a worker, you're in the shop or you're out on a job site or something...
Yeah.
The other people on the job will constantly bring porn in, and it's laying all over the place in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So I think it's expected that you're just going to toss one off while you're fucking
every so often.
And you just do it really fast.
Yeah, you find a favorite pick in there.
Well, I was young when I did it. Like,
It's not like, you know.
Yeah, not today.
Running to the hallway there.
Yeah, when you're 18, 17, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can finish up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But right back to making
I don't think it's a good. Right. I don't think it's a good policy to put in place. I think it's one of those unspoken things. If you want to, go ahead.
But I'm sure it happens all the time.
I would, I've never done it. And, like, people will do it while driving. I've heard a lot
that's
of comics
crazy.
Say that, and I've never done that. Yeah. I think that's wrong.
That's crazy.
There's a line in American Beauty where he makes a comment about jerking off at work. And I think that was the first time I had ever, like, heard of that. I was like, really? Like, people – I mean, I was pretty young. I was like, people jerk off at work? I got to get a job.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've jerked off at work all day.
Yeah.
Nothing accomplished. And then you literally, jerk off.
Technically, Louis was at work.
Yeah, he was at work, I guess. Yeah. Not Aspen, really. Well, maybe.
He's networking.
With
his penis.
The situation. You know the situation?
Oh, the guy?
He's going to jail?
Yeah, he had a report to a jail, started serving his 8-month prison sentence.
His hair's going to be extra greasy.
Oh, gee. Uh-oh. Oh.
Ought to come. Get right back.
He's going to Otisville Federal Correctional Institution in upstate New York to begin his sentence for a tax fraud.
It's probably like minimum security, though, right? Or
I don't know. I honestly don't know what Otisville is all about. I've heard it before.
They're all pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Even the good ones are
even
bad.
Even your good. Oh,
you don't
now
go
he
in.
Is,
and...
All right, hold on. Don't play it yet. He Instagrammed himself going to prison.
Right.
Oh.
Like fucking Goodfellas. Fucking Henry Hill takes the pills. He's like, now take me to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it won't be like that for him.
No. Nobody's waiting there with bread.
Right.
No, it's not going to be cutting the garlic with a razor blade. Or
what do you think? Like, so what do you think the reaction will be to someone like him in jail?
I think that he'll be warmly received as a celebrity kind of a thing. He's not one of those assholes that did shit where you need to beat him up. I think he'll do okay. I think he'll do all right.
I think celebrities, when they go to jail, it's just they're nice to them. I'm always
some.
Well, Robert Downey Jr., I mean, they were fairly nice to him, but he's been sober since, so who really knows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of show.
That'll sober you
hey,
up.
Yeah. That's a bottom.
I always wonder.
Was, yes.
No, I always wonder because he was, like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, that is a huge celebrity to just be in jail. I mean,
Yeah,
like a year and a half or something.
Yeah, and I think in, like, a bad jail, like a maximum security.
Bill Cosby's
yeah.
in jail
oh,
as
my
we
God.
Speak.
But he must be, like, separated.
I think he's looked at, like, but do you think the rape thing?
They threw
he's
shit
Cosby,
at him.
A large black population in prison. I'm not sure if maybe they take that into consideration and treat him well.
And a large part
of
the
probably grew up watching Bill.
A large part of that culture believes he's innocent.
Yeah. OJ did pretty good in prison. I don't think anyone really fucked with the juice.
Well, murdering your wife. I mean,
yeah, that's
every guy
true.
There is like, I get
well, do you think that they're just like, hey, all right, go in the yard and
hang
out with everyone? And they're are they just?
Do you think
the guards are mean?
He'll be like in the weight room.
Yeah.
Hey, brah.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah. He's going to be DTF.
Yeah. He's I hope not.
Whenever they walk in. Hey, you DTF?
Hey,
you
DTF? Hey.
If I was in jail, that's the first thing I'd say to him.
Oh, my God. You just hear him crying from his cell at night. Like,
he's going to be like Shawshank. Yeah.
Jim, what is it? Jim Shower Tan or whatever the fuck they use?
Jim Tan Laundry.
Yeah.
GTL.
At least he's going to be able to do all those three things.
Yeah, you can do all three of those in prison.
Time to tan, time to work the laundry.
What did he do? He didn't pay his taxes?
Yeah.
It was tax fraud. I think he... let me see. Sentenced 8 months in custody for tax evasion, in addition to 2 years of supervised probation, 500 hours of community service, and a $10,000 penalty in connection with his guilty plea. He was sentenced along with his brother, who also pleaded guilty to similar charges, and was handed a 2-year jail sentence. They were both charged in 2014 with tax offenses relating to nearly $9 million in income.
Yeah.
Fucking the situation made $9 million in income.
He was doing DJing and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, that's I think that's Pauly D.
Oh, Pauly
was
D.
Was it Pauly D? Yeah. Wasn't he doing something like that though?
He probably was.
Just not,
maybe
get
it was personal.
$9 million.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Dude,
I think
that show is a monster.
$9 million sounds low to me for them.
Really?
I feel like they had so much money.
Snooki had books.
Yeah.
So hashtag free Sitch
snook.
Is the thing going around. Free Sitch. I'm trying to see what else. All right. Well, he was sentenced, and today he had to go in. Let's look at his. Let's look at his video of him going to jail.
Comeback is always greater than setback.
Oh, looks scared.
It's like Nixon.
Yeah.
He's the only person like. Got sober and looked shittier sober.
What are you wearing?
A woman's coat.
Situation special. Feast mode.
Yeah, feast on this costume.
Yeah, that is not the right shirt to wear.
A black shirt, plain
feast mode. That could be construed so many ways. Rape ways.
Oh, look, that's all he's thinking about.
You can tell he's terrified.
Yeah.
Channel.
Looks like we got a situation.
Drive to
and
my
why
youth.
Is that?
Oh my God, I need that.
What did he fucking? What is he hiding things in his cheeks like a chipmunk? What happened to his face?
I don't know. He like got like weirdly fatter as sober.
I'll send you cookies. It's not 1956. Oh. I'll send you a cake with a file in it.
File in it.
Video right now, specifically for my YouTube channel.
Oh my God, this is 2019. This is where we live. Guy going to prison, he's got to be like, subscribe to my channel. Oh God, he's scared, man.
Do you want to say anything else that you love, Brooke?
Oh my God. You see his wife, too? She's hot as fuck.
She
How
is.
About the wife? Because he's got to now worry about his friends going sniffing around for 8 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just show another picture of her a little less
clothed.
You know,
she likes the cash.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's not going to stay
Ollie
true.
Ollie D's going to go over the house. Yo, what's hey,
they're, doing? They're like all a total mess. In
they the are. Does that,
I feel like they're.
No, though.
Like the other guy,
they
Ronnie.
They were all a mess then.
No, they were, but I feel like every, like, you know, Ronnie, like every week I see a thing of like his girlfriend like beat him up or something.
Yeah. Dude, watch my chick while I'm
okay,
gone.
Okay, so he's riddled with
Did
Botox.
He get his eyes done
Yeah, he
or
is.
Something?
It's surgery.
Is that why
he's gotten a lot. Yeah, no.
Like he got cheek implants?
They all did. They all look weird.
He's
got
to be in like his late 30s and he looks like that. That's not normal. This is the guy who's railing her tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you watch my chick while I'm fucking
that's,
in jail.
That's
yeah.
JWoww's husband, and they're having problems.
Oh, her JWoww threesome?
But that's not JWoww.
JWoww. I forgot their terrible names.
JWoww.
I know all of
the
them.
Worst.
Oh,
JWoww. Who is Snooki?
Snooki and JWoww.
Where's Snooki now?
You know, Snooki's a mom.
She's teaching at Harvard Law.
Shit up, but
they're all just like.
I know she had a book. Yeah,
she did. Like about what? Like what? Just about being stupid?
Yeah, it was called I drink and
about being stupid. Like, what a weird fucking dichotomy.
It's like Danny DeVito in a.
It's actually a good read.
It's a good read. Yeah, it's a book about being stupid.
Every page, I'm a fucking moron.
Oh, boy.
Do you have any of that $9 million left? Because I'm not going to stay if you don't.
Yeah. How much of that $9 million you got?
Well, he must have something left, right?
He's going to need some new veneers after all that cock he's going to take.
So what is that? Just her?
Oh, without makeup?
It just says her.
She looks good without makeup.
Yeah.
Thin lips.
She switched to the mole on one side. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look at this sitch. Look at his arms. Yeah, I'm fucking curling donuts, dude.
Yeah.
I'm curling some fucking donuts and those big tits I'm not going to be able to touch for fucking. What is it? Was it 8 months?
Dude, look at how he looks. He could have just paid
like
some guy to.
Yeah, he'll be out early, right?
He'll be out, yeah. As long as he doesn't do anything stupid, they'll let him out quick.
8 months, that is a long time to be in jail.
I was trying to think, like they'll let him out in four. He'll do half the time.
Still, though.
You think 4 months, it's like, okay, so it's September.
Yeah.
Anyway.
September till now. But so think about, like, fucking the end of the summer, Labor Day. What'd you do Labor Day? Like, that's when you went in, and now today you're like, I'm free.
Yeah, but if... You would probably remember it better if the whole time you were being raped.
Yeah, that's got to make it go by slower.
You know, maybe, because I was thinking, all right, Labor Day weekend, I'm in the pool, I'm hanging out, I'm on the boat, things like that. Yeah. I didn't take it in the context of a big cock ramming you in the ass for the entire duration.
You're not in a pool of your own blood while a line of prisoners is behind you in the shower.
Sopping up your ass blood with your feast mode t-shirt.
And then being like, well, I'll be out, this will be over in 4 months, not eight.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like,
that's a long
still,
4 months.
Yeah, that'll slow down time. Like, that's
not a video game 4 months.
No.
Video gaming 4 months where it would go really fast.
Right.
Each day is deliverance for days. That we call that 4 days.
Do you really think, though, that'll happen to him?
Yes.
You do. You think someone will?
I think a lot of the times,
I think he knows.
Just to kind of like, as like a story.
I mean, it depends on the jail, but I mean, you have real offenders who are in there, and sex is sex. Like,
I don't know, though.
And he's not like a respected celebrity, you know?
No, but he's not disrespect. He didn't do anything that was like, oh my God, he raped a child, where you're just, you know, right now, as we speak, Jared from Subway has a cock in him.
Oh, yeah.
And you could say that any hour of the day.
You can name a hole, and it's in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Jared from Subway just getting pounded on a daily basis.
That guy is airtight, and all he smells is blood.
But what did he do? He fucking hung out. He drank.
I know, but, like, they might be like, oh, hey, I have nothing to lose. Why don't I
fuck
the situation?
I think I'll be like, hey, well-tanned, pretty teeth. Just
that's a little movie-ish.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really happening at the level where he's getting fucked.
If he's going to jail, no. If he's going to prison...
Well, it's prison, but...
What is the difference between jail and prison?
Jail, you don't really get raped. Jail's like a short holding area. It's not... Yeah, you get...
Like,
is jail the one that...
give you a reach around in jail. Yeah.
You know that show 60 Days In?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that jail?
No, that's prison.
Prison.
Did you watch that show?
Prison is cement.
Prison is difficult.
Like, a lot of concrete and metal
doors. You're just there. Like,
I've only been to jail, and it's different.
Is that just like holding cells?
Jail is like,
I mean,
if
you can be there for 90 days,
I think,
or
a year or under before you get transferred. for minor offenses,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's not really the same.
Waiting for trial.
Because 60 like days in, like, I was really into that show when it started because it's pretty intense. Like,
yeah, yeah.
There was one episode where they were making it look like he was about to get raped.
Okay, because that's what everyone. That's like
That's what's scary about it. I'm like watching it. I'm like, I don't want to see someone get raped. But part of me was like, well, is this guy gonna get raped? I'm gonna keep watching.
There also are
a lot of.
Like, I was almost disappointed that he didn't get raped.
Oh, what the fuck? No rape.
But if you watch any of those shows too, the pedophiles are put in a different part of the jail, bullshit. They should be put into Gen Pop and be murdered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's that. But yeah, there's definitely like there's also transgender and gays in jail.
Right.
And they do fuck the guys because there's like a pass there where it's not gay.
Yeah.
I don't.
This is what I tell myself on the outside.
Without without the ass rape and lethal assaults.
Yeah.
Prison just seems to be, you know.
Seems you can get a lot of reading done.
Yeah, you just, if you like being alone.
Yeah.
You like people taking care of you. It seems okay. But then they add it to all that pesky ass rape. And shanking every so often.
Yeah.
And it ruins the whole mood.
Yeah, it's a good place to find God and also
things
be
like that.
Shanked and raped.
Yeah.
Like you watch Shawshank. It's just a bunch of buddies hanging out.
Well, except for the whole raped by the
sisters. Until you get raped by
except for the
first
10 years he was there.
Right.
Doesn't he get raped for like the first hour and a half of the movie?
Well, I'd like to tell you
that
he was able to fight off the sisters. He fought the good fight. Yeah.
But of course, there were four cocks to one.
But Stephen King wrote this, and he's a perverted motherfucker.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the part they took out of it?
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine, like, if I was put in jail. Like,
oh,
you would
be
just
done.
Like, I'd be like, oh, hey, what's yeah, I'm
you'd
in
be
jail.
Done so fast.
I was in prison.
I mean, it would be insane.
It would be insane.
Look, I'm 5'6" and adorable. Let's be honest. If I walk into prison, I'd be like, all right, guys, who wants to fuck?
You'd have to. You think the you know when you use comedy to get out of trouble in school, do you think that would work? Or they'd be like, oh, you are going to make me laugh while I fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, remember, like, that's a thing comedians have said. Like,
Tim Allen said that.
He's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, there is no way you were so funny that you made someone not rape you.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
Tim Allen did say that.
It was so funny, I forgot to rape you.
Yeah, girls should just carry around joke books. Instead of like pepper spray. Yeah. So if a guy's ready to rape her, she could just start reading these hilarious jokes. The guy's like, you get out of here.
Well, that,
I'm going to go rape this funny bitch. That lives.
See, that just shows the girls in Louis' room didn't have the comedic talent.
Right.
And
they didn't make it.
And it could have just been funny. Louis would have zipped right up and been like, all right, you're a funny comic.
If Carrot Top ever went to jail, he'd be screwed because he couldn't bring his props.
No, he couldn't bring
his. People would visit and be like, I need my trunk.
Yeah. How much
seriously?
How much fun can you make with things from the commissary?
Yeah. Could you smuggle in a toilet seat and a tricycle?
Yeah.
I need a car door.
I need it by tonight.
It's a shell with eyes on it. It's a seashell. Come on.
You can't bring
it. Fuck me in the ass.
You can't bring props into the shower.
Ah, shit. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God. People being raped in jail. Also, I feel like when dudes get raped, I feel like no one feels as bad about it. I feel like it's like, oh, yeah, you're in jail. Oh, you got raped. Oh, whatever.
You know why?
That's
I think
jail.
It's so fucked up that you don't even want to acknowledge it enough to feel bad about it. You just want it out of your entire surroundings. Like, oh, yeah, that guy got raped in jail. Yeah, really? Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably deserved it. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Did you see how he was dressed in that hot orange jumper?
Like, is there but for the grace of God, he was that fat cock in your ass.
They caught him smoking weed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
He was smoking weed once.
Fucking scofflawed out of a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
He deserved.
I mean, didn't people used to go to jail for, like, weed? Like, you'd be in jail for, like, weed.
There's still people in jail for weed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Just being, like, with, like, murders. That's insane.
If you decide a law is stupid, everybody who has broken that law should be let out that day.
You got to, like, if they had weed and then they, you know, stabbed a cop while they were arresting him for weed, stay in.
Yeah.
I get that
part. Which is what you do when you're on
weed.
But
if you're purely, if you're purely just in for weed, just fucking open the door for the guy. What the hell are you doing?
Why even put him in there?
Why? I see fucking YouTube videos on a daily basis of people that should be occupying those cells, like that 11-year-old girl that got punched in the face.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They call the guy, her, the victim. I'm not going with that. First of all, I wouldn't have guessed 11 in all my fucking day.
Yeah, those,
I've used that argument before.
Not, boy, that milk is doing something to these.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the hormones in chicken.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Well, I'm willing to guess.
So, So this guy apparently is trying to protect his wife and kid who are there. He's surrounded by a group of teens, angry teens who are taunting him. And I really equate it to a lion with a bunch of hyenas around him. Yeah. Like at some point, the lion's going to strike out and hurt a fucking hyena. And that's what it is. And he pushes this girl out of the way. This girl comes back at him, puts her hands up. The sound of his meaty fist hitting her 11-year-old face is classic.
I would call
the video.
When did this happen?
On World Star Hip Hop.
The other day.
It's great. It's really amazing. Now, he is surrounded.
Why are they surrounding him? They're talking to him?
That isn't on there. They're harassing him, his wife, and his kid.
Yeah.
So he pushes her away.
He pushed him first, I think.
Oh!
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, wow, they're
there's
running.
Better clips where you don't hear the music. Ominous music in.
He looks like Tom Green.
I want to hear the crack of his fucking that holiday ham smacking her in the face.
So they're just like around taunting him.
Yeah, yeah. It's like look at the any film from the Serengeti.
They're all attacking.
Yeah, look at this. Here it is.
So he, I mean, he is in.
Look,
danger.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're in that situation,
they are pushing
that.
Him. I mean, they are right. Pushing.
They're
him.
No, I'm sorry.
Him.
That's like that's justified.
And
his family's in danger.
Yeah,
his
there's that's like
he's trying to keep them away. They're, you know, they think it's all fun. Like they clown
right,
him
right.
And shit. So he pushes this girl. She comes back, puts her arm. Oh,
look!
She goes to hit him. And
I know.
Mind you, he's been hit
where's
the whole time.
The sound? It's magical.
Right.
No.
No
that one
sound?
Had no sound for some reason.
Christ.
Can you add a sound real quick?
Oh, my God.
Like maybe a whistle?
It was so amazing.
Where did that happen?
Was
it like, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Greenwich, Connecticut?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Looks like it.
If I'm going to, yeah.
Mean streets of Greenwich.
I'm going to assume a mall that's going bad.
Yeah, yeah. I assume a mall where the fucking dim-witted security do nothing.
That probably is security. Well, I mean, they're assaulting him.
She raised her arm.
No, this...
And they don't look 11.
Look, if you're the age where you're coming up to attack him, you have to do something to protect yourself.
He punched her in the face. He gets arrested.
Well, she
the
pushed
paper,
him. Yeah.
The newspaper.
She's about to hit him.
Well, she pushed him. He pushed her, but it was because she pushed him. He pushed her. Now she came up to hit him, and
he runs right into this left.
Oh. So he's supposed to do nothing.
I mean, this is a valuable, and it's not like he's checking her ID. He's just being attacked. Oh yeah, her shoes are gonna fall off. Right off.
Oh, does he fall?
No, if you have the wherewithal to do that, I don't know, there's consequences.
If you attack somebody, you may lose. That's
dude,
just this
that is I mean, that's self defense.
This is something that is happening all too often. There's roving gangs of teens that are harassing people with impunity. And they think nothing's going to happen.
Well, they think they're untouchable.
And, dude, when I was growing up in Manhattan in the 80s, that was a normal...
Yeah.
There would just be roving gangs of teenagers.
Right.
Do you remember the Central Park jogger thing?
Oh, yeah.
That...
Wilding in the park.
So, like...
Wilding.
No. It was the woman that got... They didn't do it. But the whole thing with that is that they had got... It was, like, 30 kids, and they went out into Central Park. And they even admitted they were, like... attacking joggers.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
and they were like 14 years old.
Yep.
And they like beat the shit out of a guy.
Yeah, they would assault people. People have been killed.
And that was like a normal occurrence. So like that looks like that. I don't know, like you're supposed to like...
And you're, you know, now you have to... If you get embroiled in some kind of a protracted brawl with somebody, now your wife and kid are left to the rest of the gang.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of the shit immediately. And,
there's nine more behind her.
Yeah. They called her the victim in the paper. It was great. Goes, his victim, an 11-year-old or 12, whatever the fuck she is. But, you know, you come up like that, you got to dispatch her pretty quickly because there's a few.
Well, how did it start?
that's just it. There's no, like...
I mean, yeah, it doesn't look like... I don't think him and his family would have started harassing them.
Walking out, starting a fight. Yeah. This shit happens all the time, man.
If I
see videos of this shit constantly.
If I were a betting man, I'd blame it may have been the girl's fault.
Well, if I were a betting man, I would just go to betdsi.com. Thank you, Dave Landau. The NFL divisional game's Dunsky. And that means only four teams remaining. The stage is set for the run to the Super Bowl. Who's going to win? And more importantly, who should you pick? The experts at BetDSI can help you right there. Last weekend, what a great opportunity to make a few bucks if you pick correctly. I did, but I just guessed. I got lucky. There's a way you do this where you take an expert's word for it, like BetDSI. Yeah, and you double your money guaranteed. I didn't do that with Gino Bisconti. You register with the promo code KumiaBall and you double your money instantly. Yep. To get you going for that big championship weekend, BetDSI is offering to double your money with your first deposit. Up to $2,500. Oh, yeah. Double your money right there from the get-go. Promo code KumiaBall. There it is. When it comes to football, BetDSI's got odds on everything you could ever want or imagine. Whether it's NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all other global sports, even politics. You could find out lines on politics and celebrities, reality shows. Do we have a line on when a big dick is going to get into the sitch? I hope not. I wouldn't bet on that. That's terrible. BetDSI has been online for 20 years. Impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface. So you can play, win, get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today. Use that promo code right there. KumiaBall, and you already won. You doubled your money straight away. That's promo code KumiaBall. Get in on the action and get paid. BetDSI.com. Thank you so much, the fine folks at BetDSI.
You bet last weekend?
I bet last weekend. I had the inimitable Gino Bisconti, who does the morning show here in Hot Water. And he's been known to dabble in football betting.
Yeah.
Yeah, dabble. So I'm sitting at a bar, and I'm watching the Saints-Eagles game. And it's almost halftime, and I'm like, these Saints are really stepping it up. You know, the Eagles were ahead at that point, but I'm like, the Saints look really good. So, of course, I text Gino, and I'm like, I would like to make one of those halftime bets on the Saints. And he goes, all right, let me get the numbers for you. He goes, all right, well, the Saints need to outscore the Eagles by 8 points in the second half. So, you know, it's like you start at zero pretty much.
Yeah.
You need 8 points. So I'm like, all right, I'll take it. And they did. And I'm letting it ride with Gino.
If it's a halftime bet, is that you don't get as much money?
You do. It's just it's harder to win point-wise and things like that. But it was a hundy. It was a C-note.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah. So Gino's holding it for me.
Who do you have this weekend?
I have no idea. I'm going to wait for Gino's picks with six, with this little cat, I'm going to BetDSI.
I mean, probably the Patriots, right?
I would think, but aren't they just talking about how Tom Brady is like an old man now? He's 80, I believe. 80 is young, and he's still out there on the field.
Well, they seem to be doing pretty good, though.
You can't count him out. I like saying that. You know, they're the Pats. You can't count him out. Oh, no, you can't count him out. That seems like a manly anti-Gillette thing to say.
Right, right.
Something masculine and toxic. You know, they put their game faces on. They came to play.
Yeah.
They really came to play. Who are the Pats playing?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
In Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
The other team didn't come to play.
I want to go with the Chiefs.
Nope. They didn't even wear uniforms. No.
I don't know. I'd go Chiefs.
I'm just going on the Pats because from, you know, history. Yeah, don't they just always win?
The historical Pats, though, right now.
No, they're not. But who are the Saints playing?
The L.A. Rams.
Oh, God. I got to go with the Saints on that one.
L.A. Rams was a bar I used to go to. Get it?
Rams.
A bar.
Yeah.
Weren't the Rams tossed around like an old whore for a few years?
Like I was at that gay bar.
Oh, Bobo knows. Bobo, grab a microphone. What are you doing just talking into thin air?
They moved to St. Louis, and a couple of years ago, the team moved back to L.A.
Okay. And then what about the Raiders?
Raiders, they've been bounced around. They were like, they moved, Oakland moved to, the, for whatever reason, the owner moved them to L.A., then moved them back to
whatever
Oakland.
Reason. And now, Oakland?
Yeah.
Now, and now they're going, and now I guess it's gotten that bad, the deal they have in Oakland, they're moving to Vegas.
They're moving to Vegas.
They are?
Yep, they are.
The Oakland Raiders are moving to Vegas.
After next season, they're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's right.
I saw the stadium.
Bobo.
When were they L.A.? How long ago was that?
I forgot. I just remember it a brief time during the 90s. Yeah, were the L.A. Raiders.
I was going to say, I always remember N.W.A.
Dude, Oakland was, you know, because it was fucking Oakland. They're not going to wear a Vegas fucking Raiders hat. Yeah. They must be really pissed, the old school OGs that like their team. Oakland is just fucking disaster.
It's going to be a hell of a stadium, though, and Vegas needs it for the tourism, I think.
Vegas doesn't have a big stadium?
No, I think they're building one, aren't they?
Building a big one?
Are they?
I almost swore I saw the construction.
They're building one. I've seen footage of it online about what
it's cool, too, because
like.
They dug halfway down, so only half of the stadium sticking up above the ground.
Yeah.
It's like a
nice
sinkhole.
Flat Vegas thing.
Yeah.
Aside from the hotel, you don't want to block the giant, nice hotels.
And it's right on the other side of the main highway that goes parallel to the strip.
They dug that hole for the bodies, probably.
Yeah.
Think of how many bodies you could bury in a fucking hole under a stadium when you bury half the stadium.
They probably had to, like, not tell the papers everything they found.
Right. Oh, yeah. Everything they found, digging up.
Yeah.
You don't understand. You're just guests here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on that we might want to hit on today? This Caitlin Ohashi is all the rage from UCLA. She's a gymnast. She did a floor routine that just wowed the crowd. A perfect 10 by the judges. And social media going wild. Everyone trying to claim her. The Asians, the blacks. Everyone trying to claim this woman as theirs. Instead of just saying, wow, what an amazing performance. Yeah. I'll tell you what I want to claim. Dad ass. this girl. I looked at earlier pictures of her as a gymnast. She's been a gymnast for quite a few years. She's no kid. And she was rail thin. She was one of those little gymnasts. Now she's doing this act. She does these things where she launches herself up, goes into a split, literally bounces off the fucking mat on dad ass. Let's see this fucking video.
Oh my goodness.
Holy fuck, it's crazy.
And to Tina Turner, and to Earth, Wind, and Fire? Look at this. Jackson 5?
She's all over the place. Look at her ass.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
Very meaty.
She's incredibly beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she could just bounce off of that fucking ass.
Oh, my God. She's built like a perfect woman. Oh my God!
Is she like 4 feet tall?
That's what I like.
Very short.
They're always short, right?
They have to be
short and a little meaty.
Yeah, no, she's hot.
Nail
she's
thin.
Not. I just feel like
those like skinny gymnasts. When
holy fuck!
Oh, she does some crazy.
I don't care if she's blazing.
How old is she?
Oh, I hope she's 18. She's
I know, because I was gonna. I don't want to say anything until I know.
Yeah, she's gotta be like 20.
Well, now I can say she's.
Gearing up for this one.
Fucking, wow. That's insane, though.
Oh, wow.
I hope she does.
She's off her pussy.
Yeah.
She's got a great career in that naked.
You should be a gymnast coach.
Look at that ass.
I should be a gymnast doctor? Like that dude in Michigan State.
She's very, look at this move. Wouldn't that be great if she suction cupped to the floor, though? Like, oh,
wow.
She just sticks.
Look at
I got to come out with a pry bar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Boy, I would hate to smell that leotard.
Yeah.
Look, there she goes. All the rage.
It's incredible, though.
Social media. today.
Why?
She's it.
We were at a Cirque show the other day. I've been to a couple.
Oh, yes.
And it's pretty. It's fucking nuts. The
Cirque du Soleil.
I've never been to one.
It's what they do. It depends on which one you go to. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. There is the naked one. I haven't been to that.
Oh, yeah?
I want to.
Wow, the things they do would seem a little
New York, New York.
You're exposing a lot.
I don't think I'd want to see that.
New York, and Vegas. I guess two women get naked and like crunch into each other in like a giant wine glass.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And then you sit there with a hard on. And
they just spin while she's holding on to labia.
Yeah, and then they... I feel...
Cirque du Soleil. Yeah.
They reenact a birth.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems a little too graphic.
With her leg out. Oh.
It really is a lot of work to be a gymnast for just guys to have only the thought of, boy, I could bend and contort while I put my...
Yeah, that's always been the thing, is like, wow, I bet they can you know, do...
I feel like you're watching for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, wow, look at her make that split. I wish she would do that on my cock.
There's not much they can do after their career also. Like, you get these, some of them that go into, you know, a Wheaties ad.
Yeah.
Things like that. She actually is a little old for gymnastics.
Yeah, how old is she?
Weird. 19? How old a gal is she?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the Naked Cirque?
Naked Cirque.
This looks like a Mount Airy Lodge with a champagne glass.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't so much about the gymnastics.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Holy fuck.
I let the patrons come up and drink from a straw.
Yeah.
Oh, look at her rib cage. What is that?
Yeah, not a lot of tits.
I think this is what they do after the gymnastics.
Yeah.
After the Wheaties box.
Is this like when you're on your way out of Cirque, or do you have to do it to get into Cirque? Like,
yeah, maybe
the other.
Is.
I would go to this show in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would drink that water.
You guys mind if I jerk off?
No.
Right.
It's going to... Yeah, there you go. Oh, well.
Yes.
Error. There's, like, families there.
Yeah, families. Well, yeah. I don't think you... I think you have to be 18.
Oh. That's good. The father's just like, it's art!
Yeah, yeah, I'm really into the arts now.
With his fucking coming in his khakis.
Yeah.
The gymnast was 21, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked
That's a little old for, like, Olympic gymnasts.
I think that wasn't a performance.
That's fucking nuts, though.
What do you mean?
She did one like flip thing, and she landed on a second mat that was on another mat. Like, it was just like for fun, I think.
Yeah, but it was scored.
I don't think so. I think
what was it for?
There's the end part where they score.
But I think that was just her friends lifting up the 10 to make it.
I don't know. They kind of did that thing where they wait and then they look, and it looked like the professional stunt. But maybe you're right. Garrett can expose fakes better than anybody.
Yeah.
And on that note, I want to present a story.
You didn't have to take that off.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good...
yeah.
It's fine. You can leave it in the background.
Yeah, that looks like a good movie.
He's bothering you.
The second I saw this story, I assumed Garrett would call bullshit on it. A zookeeper killed this morning in the alligator enclosure of the Naples Zoo while he was tempted to sexually assault a 12-foot-long reptile.
Hmm.
Yeah, according to... Captain Henry White, spokesman of the Naples Police Department, 24-year-old Jimmy Olsen. Isn't that fucking
Superman.
The guy that works at the Daily Planet?
Yeah, Superman.
Cub reporter, photographer. Olsen was engaged in full sexual intercourse with one of the younger reptiles when he was surprised by one of the larger animals, which attacked him from behind.
Hmm.
The young man was caught by the throat by the alligator and dragged underwater and drowned him. Jimmy Olsen's death took place around 6 this morning, but his disappearance was noticed an hour later by employees. They discovered his dismembered body floating in the pool in the alligator enclosure. The images captured on security cameras show that he was clearly placed himself in a very vulnerable position. He had his pants around his knees. He was lying down on top of one of the animals with his back to the others. The poor guy didn't stand a chance.
And he looks just like a former co-host of yours with special need glasses.
Yeah. We can see him being dragged into the water. Then he disappears from sight. He was probably dead within 30 seconds of the attack. That doesn't sound like something a police guy would say. Like, the poor guy, he didn't stand a chance.
No. That's a good way to go.
Although Mr. Olsen's the first zoo worker to die while having intercourse with an animal, it's
That's
not
good. Nobody else.
Oh, yeah,
damn it. I was making that joke. Yeah. And it was real.
So, yeah.
Normally they don't die. They fuck the animal and get away scot-free. Yeah.
calling bullshit on this one, Garrett?
Obviously.
Isn't it fucking Weekly World News?
Yeah, News Daily, whatever. Yeah, I mean, fake. Do alligators even have vaginas? Don't they just lay eggs or something?
Eggs out of it, so I guess so. And they need an alligator penis in there.
And I'm sure you'd have to roll it over on its back to even attempt it.
Yeah, I don't think you could doggy style an alligator.
And there's no way you're manhandling an alligator onto its back so you could...
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it has small arms, its large mouth will...
Right, yeah. It you just go into one of those death rolls.
It doesn't seem worth the risk.
No. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Especially with larger predators in the enclosure.
At that point, you just need to go to a prostitute.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're...
And when you come, you're going to get a little weak.
Right.
You're going to be putting up that same
You're going to
want to
kick back, maybe put your arm around it and smoke a butt.
Yeah. What if you want to cuddle?
Yeah. I suggest just jerk off in front of the alligators.
Yeah. But make sure you ask permission first.
Yes, right. Of course. Everyone does.
Yeah.
I don't know one person that hasn't.
Not a soul. Because jerking off in front of somebody without permission, that would just be weird.
How do you even know if the alligator has given you permission?
Yeah,
how do you even know?
It's
very hard to, like,
hold up. How do you
know
if it's a girl alligator?
Yeah, that's true, too. If he worked there, he would know.
I guess that's true.
It's the cute one.
How weird would that be? Like, that's the problem with it? Like, fag.
Yeah. Oh, it was a guy alligator?
Man, boy, was my face red.
Boy, is there egg on my face. Alligator eggs.
An alligator fucker, but Jesus Christ, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Some homosexual bestiality going.
My God, man.
I fuck lady animals.
I fuck alligators, no homo. Sorry.
No homo. I would love to talk about fucking alligators and everything else, but I got to go do the Chip Chipperson podcast today. Tom McCaffrey, thank you so much for joining us. At Tom McCaffrey on Twitter. The podcast, Last Exit to Brooklyn,
is
on Podomatic.com. And you're recording a new album, it says here.
I am, yeah.
You have coming a name up for it yet?
Alligator Fuckers.
All right, we'll go with that.
It's the working title. Homo.
I don't know. I don't know. I literally have just worked it out. This label is producing it. I guess I could say what label, right?
You can, sure. Yeah.
Def Jam. No,
oh,
I'm just
wow. Def Jam.
I don't even think they're around anymore. No, 800 Pound Gorilla Records.
Oh, nice.
And
so Def Jam.
Coincidence. Yeah.
Jay-Z is producing it.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's a big fan of my comedy.
Jesus.
Shady Records is putting out my new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
Perfect.
Slim Shady.
Slim.
From your home fucking city of Detroit.
We should start a comedian battle.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend like we're like, we want to kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a little MGK.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, MGK, Eminem.
I saw him at a basketball game a couple weeks ago.
MGK?
Yeah, he was with Pete Davidson.
Oh, right. They're like really good friends.
You got Kelly, yo.
Anyway,
where will Dave Landau be where the fine folks can see him?
Tonight, you can check me out headlining Gotham Comedy Club right here in New York. Next Monday, January 21st, I'll be on Legion of Skanks.
Very fine gentlemen.
And the 24th, which is next Thursday, I will be at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Stand up for recovery. The proceeds go to Stepping Stones Recovery Foundation, which it's a school for teens that have been addicted, helps them and their families. It's a really, really good thing. And it's celebrating my friend's 8-year mark of sobriety.
Awesome.
So come on out to that show, especially if you're just if you have money.
Yeah.
Want to sell a DVD? Some stickers?
If you don't have money, stay away.
Yeah, and of course, at 7 p.m. right here will be the Eastside Dave McDonald Show with his zany cast of characters. He will whisk you away to a faraway land of hilarity. As I feel like saying that whenever I talk about Eastside Dave's show, it's like, oh, the wacky hijinks will ensue when Eastside Dave and his wacky company of I love Davey Mac. 7 o'clock, don't miss that. And then Nightshade at 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time with the great Michael Malice. We will see you here tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please do it again tomorrow. Until then, have yourselves a fine evening, won't you?